This is How to Die Alone.
Hey guys, How to Die Alone podcast. I'm one of your hosts, as always, Stephen Henry. Matt's out of town, so he's kind of dead to us. No, he's going to call in later. But across from me, as always, David Wayne.
Yeah, my fat ass is here. So. Yeah.
He brought it in, took two trips. We got MTV's own Tampa News Force, award-winning fake news journalist.
Oh, yeah.
John Jacobs.
That's right. I'm back, baby. I can't wait to listen to myself while I sleep in a week. But, yeah, we did. We just won the Best of the Bay for Best Fake News, Tampa News Force. So, and also Best Open Mic for Iberian Rooster. So, technically, I'm a two-time winner. So, double
one and a half time winning.
Screw you.
Up next, this requires a little bit of fanfare. You guys have to understand, the man sitting to my right is a governor or senator candidate. It's Randy Holt.
I'm going to make Florida great again.
Yeah.
It's free blowjobs for everybody.
Woo! Even the women?
Even the women.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Free blowjobs.
But pass now, free dildos for all the lesbians.
Who's giving out
for the free dildos?
Who's giving out the blowjobs?
That's a good question.
Yeah?
We're
going to recruit somebody.
Inmates.
Yeah, and mental patients.
Reminds me.
You got two options. You want to pick up this trash on the side of the highway or suck this dick?
Yeah.
They're like, it's 98 degrees outside. Give me the dick.
Yeah, give me the dick. Yeah. And that'd be a good ratio. It'd be like you can either do 2 weeks of work or one blowjob. I think a lot of people would do that one blowjob.
Free sandwiches for blowjobs.
But you can only
free
take
sandwiches for blowjobs.
You can only do a blowjob once a month, so that way you have to. You know,
why?
We still need to clean up the
highways. Well, says who? If I say it's
the governor,
know, let the market decide.
Yeah.
Let
the governor
the demand
says,
decide.
Well, we'll put it out there and let the market decide.
You could just make the recipients of the blowjobs pick up some trash.
Yeah, they'd be willing to do some stuff.
Exactly.
I had a good PSA campaign called "Blowjobs for Bullies."
For bullies.
Yes, because I think that's why people bully people, because they're not coming enough. And
right.
I think if people were getting blown, they wouldn't be mean.
So would it just be like the nerd's girlfriends have to do?
Do it, nerd girlfriend.
I like the Google execs and shit that are like nerds.
Yeah.
Just like take Zuckerberg's wife.
Like, I worked my whole life so I can afford a super hot model girlfriend just so she can suck some bully's dick.
Uh-huh.
I'm still losing. It's like high school all over again.
Getting blown by your Asian bride, Data. Look at this.
Well, there's something there.
I think so. If it could cure Brillo bowling, then it's worthwhile.
What?
Cure Brillo bowling?
Cure Napoleon?
Cure bowling.
What did you say?
Cure bullying.
Cure bullying.
Did I say bowling?
You said bowling.
Cure bowling. Napoleon.
Hey, just stop bowling. But stop bullying me.
I also like that you said sandwiches for blowjobs. That's
sandwiches
a nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's even got the hand movement on. People aren't seeing it from home. You did the very political hand movement.
Oh, yeah. There's points in there.
Thumb tucked in.
It's a very powerful body language, yeah.
There's winks and eyebrow raises.
It's like he's to be carved out of marble. Yeah.
We were talking about Donald Trump on the way in here.
I think Randy has the face of Donald Trump.
No.
He's just smiling.
No, you're likable.
Yeah, but, you know, I said if he dyed his hair and, you know.
And his skin.
Yeah.
Try doing Donald Trump impersonations.
I don't think you need to change anything. Just do your normal voice and say, I'm Donald Trump, and then say anything.
Yeah.
You do the next plane train. Just have him stand at the airport like he came to Tampa.
Yeah.
And just have you, like, shake people's hands as they get off the plane.
That's a good idea.
You're like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
We should, be like, thank you. Welcome to Tampa, you know, or whatever.
I mean, the election still hasn't happened yet. I want to do at least one more series of, you know, videos for Randy.
Are you gonna have
or go to his rally as him and just walk around?
Mm-hmm. Fuck all that. Why is Randy not going to the macaroni and cheese festival in Tampa we have every year?
Yeah, right.
As governor.
Oh yeah. Now when is it?
I fucking don't know.
Whenever you want.
I didn't know you were gonna. I didn't know the question round was coming back my way.
I love macaroni and cheese. So
I went to a mac and cheese. It was a mac and cheese / watermelon festival last year.
Is that where people just bring in their own mac and cheese and you sample it?
I think so. Yeah. They had Gallagher there.
You got to put Mayor Buckhorn in his fucking place.
How much checking goes into that?
It's November 3rd, right before the election, Randy. You better be there.
Okay.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, how much chicken goes there?
Like how much macaroni? Yeah, no, how much background check do they do on the participants? Can, like, me and you just sign
up? Probably, yeah.
You think we just make, like, we put, like...
We're the jerky boys.
Put a bunch of weed in the cheese or something like that.
John will be like, I put macaroni on the map. Have you heard somewhere at
Sasa? Yeah, we're just blasting the song out of one of those boom boxes in front of the venue.
And be like, yeah, ours, you have one with or without mushrooms. The choice is yours. Depends on what trip you want to go on.
With the subwoofer, you can really feel the...
It's a virtual reality experience of you stirring macaroni.
Constantly playing that song while John's in the back making fucking macaroni. It's like with an apron on.
Yeah. Just way over the top.
I was making
some motherfucking macaroni. Like, there's kids there and shit.
We will win that competition.
You know what the fuck I'm talking about.
John, can you make macaroni and cheese?
Are you insulting me, Randy?
Yes, I am.
What the hell is wrong with you? Of all people. After all I've done for you, Randy. Yes, I make macaroni and cheese, you goddamn bastard. I'll kick your ass, Randy.
From scratch or from the box?
From the box.
Okay.
Why? You can make it from scratch?
You can't make it from scratch?
Listen, I know.
Are you making the noodles?
Yeah, are we making noodles? This is an all-day process.
Randy's growing the wheat.
I'm going to let the noodles dry out. Randy's Jesus Christ.
I was just out here in my field with semolina. I'm just going to make some pasta. Yeah.
Hey, Randy broke down the stock market before me before. Randy knows everything.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He's a stock investor.
I do.
What's your party's take? Well, you're on the stock market.
The government recommends NEE. You can't go wrong with it.
What's that?
Next Air Energy.
Okay.
That's you buy that, you can't lose.
Are you selling solar panels right now?
It's the Amway thing.
You're selling like fucking wind turbines.
Sounds soap.
They'll be the next Solyndra.
That's the thing. Everyone gets a windmill in their backyard. Yeah. You're gonna start saving some power.
It's a good idea.
It's like a Dutch conspiracy.
Ecological.
Then you can just collect all the birds that the windmill's killing.
That's food for the homeless.
Boom.
Ooh.
Boom.
Two birds, one homeless man.
That's right.
He got seconds today.
You got all the answers.
You get two of these carrier pigeons.
I got this.
Foul. Get it?
Yeah,
I can run this. I can run this shit.
Easily. Yeah, you can't. With that kind of confidence.
I like the confidence, yeah.
Yeah. This shit.
I can see like his like serious assistant comes in with like a real matter and he just fires off an answer in like five seconds. She's like,
yeah.
That actually kind of makes sense. Yeah. She just like, let's put it into action.
How are we going to fix the crack in the bridge? Put cement in it.
Boom.
Yeah. Super glue.
I'm going to leave early today. It's like 9 a.m.
Giant caulk gun.
Yeah. Sponge.
Flex seal.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, the guy. You just spray
it. We're going to airdrop Flex Seal on every bridge. It'll never crack again.
Yeah. Go boating in it.
Sealed for life. It lasts forever.
True. Did they use
on Billy Mays' coffin?
Oh. Billy May is not here.
Yeah. Poor Billy, Bill. Man. The coke got him. Too much coke. Yeah.
Dude, do you know the story? It was like he landed wherever in Florida where he lives at on a plane. He stood up on the plane, bumped his head. He goes home that night. Before he goes to sleep, he tells his wife, he's like, hey, honey, by the way, I'm sorry for every bad thing I've ever done in my life. Goes to sleep, dies. What? He like bumped his head. It caused like some weird... brain aneurysm. Yes, and he just went to sleep and died.
Yeah,
but like he realized he was going to die.
He knew he was going
to
die.
He's like, let's go to bed anyway.
Apologizes to his wife.
I got a concussion. Let me just take this. You know, forever nap.
I never saw that episode of the Flintstones.
So it wasn't the coke that killed him.
No. Well, it was a different kind of bump.
It was actually Sully from Pitchman.
Where the bowling ball falls on Fred's head. He's like, "Hey, Wilma. By the way, I'm so sorry." Just like passes out on the floor.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Do you think he said that because he hit his head? Like, normally he would just beat the shit out of her.
Probably.
So then, like, that night, for some reason, he apologized, and she's like, what the fuck? And then he dies.
Normally he'd be out.
He was just, like, taping up the rolls of quarters around his fist. Yeah.
Hits his head as he stands up on his plane.
He's like, honey, it's time for your nightly constitutional. You know what, on second thought?
Dude, his kid liked one of my tweets once. Billy Mays the Third.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, kid is a...
Is he a pitch man, too?
Dude, his kid is like an experimental musician in St. Pete. He makes like techno concept albums or something. But I've tried to listen. What are you doing, Randy? Why are you messing with the... Are you touching the wires, Randy?
I'm probably going to get electrocuted.
No.
That'd be fun.
A live wire.
I'll put some life in the...
Not exposed.
The government.
God.
The government gets...
Wait, did you ever invite this kid to, like, an open mic at Iberian and shit? To bring? Well, I guess we do comedy.
Somebody else mentioned it, though. Someone was like, yeah, so one time, you know, some drunk girl walking past Iberian, I'm trying to bark to people, you know, and she's like, I know somebody who's famous, like, you know, because somebody said something about MTV, so all of a sudden the girl, you know, has to try to be mean to me.
One she up, knows
you
know, a guy from Spring Breakers.
So she brought him up. And I was like, well, I know him, too. He liked my tweet. So tell him to come and enjoy our show.
Just be like, well, he sucked my dick the other night, so balls in your court.
But wait, there's more.
That's what you say after you come.
Yeah, after you come. Yeah.
So you have to fuck me now, otherwise he's better than you.
She goes, is that
She's
all?
Like, what?
Yeah.
Do you worry that this podcast is going to hurt your campaign?
Nah, I don't think so.
Definitely not.
Nah.
If anything, this will help.
I think it'll help it. Yeah.
Because honestly, the people that actually do listen to this, I think would vote for you. So it might.
I mean, if we could get you acknowledged on the news somehow, where they're like, and there were also 30 votes for Randy Holden, you know, that'd be the greatest thing.
That's a win.
That would be so great.
That'd be so great. And they show a picture,
I'd fall over.
You have some young intern at the news network that actually scours and finds, like, the TNF interview that you did. They're like, here's some footage of him answering questions. Who is this guy?
Yeah, they're like, what the hell?
So what sort of strategies have you been exploring for getting the votes?
Say that again?
What sort of strategies have you been exploring to get the votes?
Just be a general asshole, really.
Whoa.
It worked for the other guy.
Yeah. Donald Trump, you know. I mean, it got him elected.
Zing.
So.
Yeah.
Is John your campaign manager?
Yes.
I'm like his Don King.
Yeah.
He's my Mike Tyson. Build him up, and then he comes in and does his job.
Will you take his money? Yes. And leave him broke?
Right. No, no way.
I'm already broke, so you don't need
him. Yeah. Well, he's got a nice truck.
Yeah.
Taking that,
Till you win. Yeah. After you win, then you start rolling in that sweet.
Mm-hmm. You're going to live in the governor's senator's mansion.
Tax collector money. You know what I mean?
They're going to build them together.
You have to destroy one of his victims' credibilities.
I'll tell you what.
Like real Don King. Yeah.
Well, Scott, he doesn't live in the governor's
mansion. She knew what she was doing.
He doesn't? Anyway.
Yeah, he doesn't, no.
Where does he live at? Do you know?
I'm not sure where, but he doesn't live in the mansion. I don't think so.
You're just the governor?
Boy. Yeah.
The governor lives in a mansion pretty much every state, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, I mean, no.
It's how they separate him from the rest of us.
Because he has his own money.
Well, yeah, Rick's
got he had a shit ton of money before that. He's like the Trump of Florida.
Yeah,
he's got all those sweet drug tests.
He's like, I'm not living in no fucking little ass house.
Yeah, the commercials, they go, he had the biggest fraud case ever.
And you still voted for me.
$500 million.
What?
Medicaid money.
Yeah. Speaking of, Mike Tyson was his best man at his wedding. Do you know that? Rick Scott.
Oh, not Randy.
No, Mike Tyson.
Tommy Gill was his best man.
Yes, that's true.
Because Tommy Gill is the best man.
Well, Tommy Gill's his son, too.
Yeah.
Randy's his dad.
Yep.
Makes sense.
I adopted him legally.
Son of Randy. Legally.
Yeah.
I think Steven's your son, actually.
Sure, you want to move in?
Papa?
You want to move in?
Papa?
You got to help pay the rent, though.
Very accepting.
Hold me, Papa.
I'll put you to work.
I'll put you to work. In the Randy
out
mine.
In the fields.
That's right.
The diamond mines.
Yes, you gotta find our. That's right. You gotta find our diamond.
Just Randy sitting there on
it's
the porch.
A sexual innuendo.
Sipping peanut butter and jelly shots.
Yeah. PB&J shots. Stirring them up.
Oh yeah, I heard about this. This is insanity.
Hey,
I heard someone gave you a blow pop.
You're stirring up shots
at the
Randy?
Club. Yeah, and he stirred it up.
I did.
He's like, he gets a lollipop from Elijah. You already know.
Oh, I listened.
Oh, that's right. We already talked about it.
Yeah, you talked about it.
Yeah, I stirred my drink with it.
Yeah, but you were like, what pairs with this? Like, it's a fucking wine. It was hilarious, dude.
That's right.
I mean, not wine. Like, you're eating a goddamn charcuterie board, and you're like, what pairs with brie cheese? You know, what goes with this 2018 Charms blow pop?
Randy Sophisticated. You know?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Were you there at
awesome.
Iberian when Randy did a duck fart shot, you know? And
then
duck farts was the theme of the show then?
I remember that night.
Yeah, Randy said duck farts like 45 times.
Yeah.
And then everybody just called it back the rest of the night.
What is a duck fart shot?
I don't know.
It's got whipped cream with, what's that, can't remember what the hell's in it.
Oh, come on, Randy.
I thought you were Rain Man.
You know it's in a PB&J.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's good.
Is it like a Scooby snack?
PB&J.
No, there's a shot called Scooby snack that has like whipped cream on it and it's blue. I have no idea what's in it. I just know.
It's not blue. It's dark. It's got dark. Yeah.
What's your favorite shot, Randy?
I don't know, peppermint, you know.
Peppermint? Peppermint schnapps?
Yeah. Cool.
Like a little Rumplemans? Yeah.
Christmas.
Yeah, I love a good
Christmas
Rumplemans.
Time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Warms you up. Yeah. Oh, that's cinnamon. That's nasty.
Yeah.
What's your favorite holiday, Randy?
Gotta be Christmas, Thanksgiving. Yeah. Christmas first.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's so an interesting.
I'm
one.
Looking up what a duck fart shot is on a site called Mantitlement. I thought that was. Just...
I don't know what's better, the name of the shot or the website.
I know.
It's my homepage.
They have it like it's a definition. Mantitlement. A man's belief that he deserves the finer things in life.
Jesus Christ. Do they have a subscription service?
I just want to go to the comments section and just see all the pussy hats being like, I have a real problem with this website.
Yeah. What about the women?
How they got their duck farts?
Women entitlement.
I think it's the name of Kavanaugh's website, isn't it?
What, duckfarts.com?
Well, yes.
duckfarts.com.
I like duck farts. He just starts crying.
Where the hell's the ingredients?
Skis with the boys.
But remember, I was talking about because the dumb ducks are so dumb that, you know, here you are in a 4,000 pound car, vehicle, truck, and you're laying on the horn.
Yeah.
And the ducks are so stupid.
Right.
Can you say fuck?
Whoa. Say whatever you want.
The ducks are so fucking stupid.
You're your
stupid.
Own goddamn man, really.
The governor can say fuck. So the ducks are so fucking stupid. Mm-hmm. Do they run?
I just prefer
Do they hide? Do they move? No. A 4,000 pound truck coming at them at 30 miles an hour, laying on the horn, and the dumb fucking ducks don't go nowhere.
Do they even duck?
No. Don't.
So is there a difference between ducks and babies then? I mean, it sounds pretty similar. Yeah. Your stance on both.
So I'm running over the ducks and the babies.
Yeah, baby ducks especially.
Oh, yeah.
They double.
Yeah, gotcha, double.
They'll never be safe.
Cracker, quack eaten. Quacker eaten.
The seed eaten.
Well, seed eaten.
They're quacking, real buoyant, so swimming. They'll just like spring back. You know what I mean?
They smoke quack.
So
the skulls aren't developed yet.
This is a ridiculous shot, Randy.
Worm eaten. Yeah, what's that?
Worm eaten.
Kahlua, Bailey's, and whiskey.
Yeah, Jesus. That's it. That's it.
Yeah. Interesting.
Kahlua's, Bailey's,
and whipped cream fart. On top?
It was just,
And whipped cream on top? And
whipped cream on top. Yeah.
Well, this one doesn't have whipped cream on top. It's probably because it's Mantitlement. They probably don't want to, like, fem it up.
Yeah, we don't need any of that soft shit here. Cream? Yeah, there's only one kind of cream, and it comes out of my cock. Onto the woman's face.
I'll give her a duck fart.
Yeah, I'll give her That's a right. duck fart. She'll find my diamond. Oh, nice. David
sound
Wayne.
Effects.
David Wayne can do sound effects.
Working the sound effects.
Michael Winslow.
That's it. Yeah.
I can only do ducks. Yeah. Yeah, you tell people you're like a voiceover guy. I'm a voiceover guy. I can only do ducks, though. That's it.
Just ducks?
Impressions.
Yeah. No, I just need that sound.
Donald Daffy.
Donald
All
Daffy.
Varieties of ducks.
Yeah. Yeah. What's that about? Both the famous ducks. D names? Maybe because duck, alliteration?
They're
Bobby Bowker, Donald Duck, John Jacobs.
They're copycats.
Copycat? Yeah. Boom. Even that, too. That's alliteration. What the hell, Randy?
Peter Parker.
Peter Parker? Jesus. Mike Morris?
Bugs Bunny?
Mike Murillo? Bugs Bunny? Holy shit. Whoa. I feel like we're figuring something out right now.
And then you got Elmer Fudd. Just that doesn't make any sense.
That sounds dirty.
Why'd they do that?
Elmer Fudd.
I guess he's the bad guy because he doesn't have alliteration. He's trying to shoot Bugs Bunny all the time.
I like that they're nice enough to give him a name he can't pronounce. Elmer.
Elmer Fudd.
Kind of makes you wonder where they dug that up at.
I'm getting a phone call.
Oh, sweet. Who could this be?
Pipe this in.
You want me to answer that for you?
Hello?
Oh, that's for the show.
Hello?
Hi, who is this? Hello?
I heard one hello, and that was it. Did he hang up? Is he still there?
It doesn't look like it.
Whoever this is.
Can you hear us?
Say something. Is it aliens?
I don't know who I'm talking to right now.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
Another hello.
This is a concerned voter. I have two questions for the candidate, Mr. Holton.
Oh, yeah?
Concerned voter.
Yeah, you ready
First question.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, I'm here.
Yeah, you're
Anything
on? Yeah.
No. No,
okay,
it's not.
Were you trying to call the Michael Savage show?
No, I want to speak to candidate Holton, the guy who's running for governor or our president.
Never heard of him.
Yeah.
Who's that? Does anybody know who that is?
He will be the president of your HOA. Yeah?
Hello?
Yeah? Hello?
Listen, I got two questions. First of all, how do I know this isn't just one of your little stand-up comedy skits?
Well, look it up. You know, I think I'm on the state registry as running for governor.
Yeah.
I think it's there. Just look, look it up. It's on the internet. Google it.
There you go. Boom.
All right. Well, that's fair enough. My second question is, my understanding is you're very much pro-rabbit. If you're elected, how do I know you're going to protect the rights of people like me and others who are anti-rabbit?
Well, we're not. You're anti-
well, I guess that's fair.
Anti-rabbit or pro-rabbit?
He's a pretty plain-spoken candidate, apparently.
What kind of rabbits are we talking about?
They're different species, Randy.
I mean, I like fried rabbit.
Oh.
Sauteed rabbit.
Don't eat rabbit.
Do you go rabbit hunt?
Can I have other feet?
I guess that's fair. Can I ask one more question?
You asked for two. What is going on?
It's
going
to cost you $1 million.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have a whole line of callers waiting to call in after me?
There might be.
Not as far as I'm aware. What's going on?
All right, it's $1 million a question now. Go ahead.
I want the candidate to give his opinion on what the hell is going on with this Kavanaugh deal. I'll hang up and not listen. Goodbye.
Oh, Kavanaugh. He's a big vagina. I mean, come on, crying.
He's a big vagina.
Yeah. It's 40 years ago. He's crying. There's no crying in the courthouse.
He's crying?
Yeah. You're feeling bad for him. Yeah, he
got caught, that's why he feels bad.
Poor guy.
If he's deciding Roe versus Wade, he's going to be up there bawling his eyes out. Come on.
Leave me alone.
I don't want a big vagina deciding national issues for me. Hell no. He's out.
Yeah, is that what you thought about Hillary?
Hillary?
Yeah, you didn't want a big vagina.
No, her vagina would be okay.
Her vagina's fine.
Yeah.
It's an appropriate size.
Just the right
vagina.
This one's just right.
Not too meaty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of miles
either.
On it.
Yeah.
Or experience, as they call it.
But it was a good driver.
Doesn't look like a thawed out steakum down there.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Somebody put a firecracker in the hot dog.
Same color and everything. I love that. Roast beef brown.
Well, being married, wait a second. Be married to Bill Clinton. He was out screwing all the other women.
Right, so she probably stayed tight.
All of them.
She's that pussy like is pristine.
That pussy's perfect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She's been screwed twice.
You bounce
twice.
A quarter off it.
She got screwed on the honeymoon night and when she had her baby. That's it. Two times.
It's only
two
been times. Licked.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bill likes to keep it, new in box.
By Guatemalan lawn boys.
Not chicks, probably. Katy Perry, I heard.
Katy Perry scarfed that box?
Oh, yeah, that's what I heard. That's the rumor.
In the basement at Comet?
That's the rumor. At the the basement in Comet, yeah. In D.C., yeah, Pizzagate.
Yeah. Comet Pizza.
Fucking, Perrygate. Perrygate. She's a clone, though, that's what people think, too.
Katy Perry's a clone?
Katy Perry's a clone. And her dad's a Satanist.
That's why she's also similar to the Zooey Deschanel model.
Yeah, she's like an updated version, yeah.
Yeah.
And turn up the
bigger,
hotness.
Bigger
turn down the funny.
I'd still screw her.
Well, still, yeah. We'd all be lucky to do such a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, still.
What would make to let down? Randy screw?
Yeah, can we watch Randy? We'll film it for a commercial.
Can we please?
Governor porn.
Yeah, governor porn. That's
please
my
watch
favorite
Randy
category.
Bull. You're going to vote for the other guy fucking his ugly ass wife or Randy who's fucking Katy Perry?
Yeah, while you're doing it, you
vote
turn
for
back
Randy.
To the camera and you, you know,
give a thumbs up.
I demand
leave
that
the blazer on.
You do it in like the last phone booth in America, just her pressed against the glass. Yeah.
And like a duster.
I'm calling up the government. I got their number. I'm going to screw the government like I'm screwing Katy Perry right now.
I'm doing it for Florida.
Yeah.
Okay. Do it for this Florida. Ad pays for my sponsors.
Randy's like, you think I want to do this?
Yeah.
No.
I'm sacrificing for the state.
She's had Russell Brand in there. Yeah. I don't want this.
Yeah. Somebody's got to do it. That British pussy's all mangled now.
Out of is she British?
No, he was. Yeah, I fucked it up.
Okay, all right.
Probably he's like tiger fur condoms or something. You don't want to be in there. Yeah.
He's like real lame intestines like back in the day.
You see Russell Brand's just doing like TNF now, you know?
Is he?
Pretty much, yeah. You ever see any of the shit he does?
Oh, yeah, he does like some weird news thing in his robe or whatever.
Yeah, dude, he's tried to like ambush Fox News before, like walk into their office and shit.
He's like trying to steal Jesse Ventura's job.
Pretty
conspiracy
much.
Theory.
That was the best.
No, it's like you watch. It's like you watch H3H3, and he's like, "Oh, fuck, I could do that."
I don't know what that is.
It's YouTube shit. Two hummers like reacting to bullshit.
Oh, what?
It's just like YouTube
reaction,
regards. Like, yeah, the Young Turks.
No,
Young Turks.
No, they have a studio. It's just like a guy in a room like this.
Someone has a house with a garage.
Hey, this is a. They got a studio. Right, really, this is a good studio. I tell you,
this is not a studio. No.
Yeah, you could.
You
be
see egg curtains on the wall? No, this is a shitty studio. Yeah.
I like the yellow walls.
We do got to put that egg.
You don't know how it got yellow, Randy?
Popcorn ceiling.
I think you know how.
Dried semen?
Is that the popcorn ceiling?
Pee. Piss, Randy.
No, dried semen. Let's not
dried
be
semen.
Dried semen and piss walls.
Paint the walls.
Fine decor. Who decorated?
It took a couple months to make all that come.
Russell Brand's a podcast, too, doesn't he?
Probably.
He was trying.
I don't know. He's meditating.
He's out there, dude.
The entire podcast. You remember Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
That's such a funny movie.
Get him to the Greek and...
I was brilliant in it, I must say. Brilliant. I was brilliant.
Arthur, yeah.
Arthur, yeah.
The rich man, yeah.
I did the remake.
Yeah.
Dude, you should remake him making Arthur.
Yeah.
Like what's that movie, the disaster movie where it's about the dude making the room? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So you could do how Arthur's made, but you
just
play
as Russell Brand. Right, yeah. As Dudley Moore.
God. As Dudley Moore.
I don't know the story, but you know, it's about a rich guy, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Arthur is a pretty good movie.
The first one was first one was, you know, the original was great.
The original was
great. Liza Minnelli in there too.
Yeah.
She was a prostitute, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in the movie too.
No, she wasn't. She worked at a diner, I think.
I always confuse with Trading Places.
Yeah, that's Trading Places. Yeah. And Arthur, she just worked at a diner, and he met her like on the street, and he was a fall down drunk. Oh. And if he married her, this is what happened. If like Dudley Moore married her, his he wouldn't get his like grandma's inheritance because she wanted her to like marry some like ritzy upscale,
right?
You know, Jewish broad.
Oh, but he gave it all up.
That was back in the day when you could make a movie where you'd feel bad for the rich people, like Arthur and Trading Places,
right?
But he was like
Brewster's Millions.
He was like a pretty girl. He was like a fall down drunk though. You know,
right. So.
The 80s are full of those movies. Like, can you believe their plight? All this money?
Yeah.
He's a fall-down drunk, and it just took, like, this tough New York diner waitress to break this guy to where he finally cleaned his act up.
It
wasn't all the money and all the therapy. No. It was Liza Minnelli at a fucking diner in Manhattan.
Yeah, Steven literally has a chick whip him into shape.
I'm getting another call. I think it's his son of a bitch again.
Do you have another room here, like a masochist room?
Hang on. Hello?
A secret door.
You're on with the guy alone?
This is like 50 Shades Steven.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Are you one of our many trucker listeners?
Are you deaf?
What?
Hey there, good buddy.
What'd you call me?
Dev?
It's Clark Brooks, you idiots.
Oh, hang on. Matt Williams is calling in. I gotta let you go.
No, I'm a different guy.
Hey, Matt.
How did it sound? Like, same guy.
The first thing I heard was Randy's laugh.
Oh, hell yeah. We're having a good time in here.
Yeah, we're having fun.
Sweet.
Where's
is it the whole crew?
Well, no, you're not here, you dumb.
Yeah, the whole crew. You're replaced now, bitch.
The new, slacker. Yeah, the new crew,
yeah.
I'll kill you all.
Slacker.
We got Santos in the corner. We got David Wynn in the other corner.
I've been having gangbangs in your room since I dropped you off at the airport.
We just
he's literally came on everything in your bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
Filming pornography.
We just let the ink dry on John's contract to take over in your seat.
That's right.
Sweet.
Big signing bonus.
He cummed on your toothbrush.
Cummed on your toothbrush. emphasis on cummed.
Hey, no matter how many times you come on it, I came on it first.
Oh, true. Finders, squeakers.
Everyone's got their own whitening technique.
Talk about a whitening.
Skeet.
Yeah, that's cheap whitening, too.
The cock market.
Cheap whitening?
Cheap whitening.
It's forever in supply.
That's it.
10 cc at a time.
Yeah.
Right.
Infinite. Lifetime.
Only Dennis Tatum.
Free and free.
Dennis Tatum. You only need a spoonful, apparently.
Ugh.
Once a day.
11 spoonful.
Yeah. Mm. So what's going on with you there, buddy?
I'm pretty sure there was a dead body on the airplane when I was flying up there.
I saw the picture.
This guy, it looked like Stand Down Deo if he was like a vagrant in his like late 20s.
The sad part about Stan is if he died, they will never be able to match the Dendel records.
Yeah, I was going to say vaguely. Yeah, the only thing that was different was the 30s. Right?
Yeah, he's a favorite. Homeless people are going to run by and pull all the gold out of his teeth.
They'd be like, yeah, dude, Dendel records? Do you have family to identify?
It was crazy. Like, this guy was just like, he didn't have a carry-on, he didn't have any baggage, but he had a neck pillow and a blanket.
Right,
nice. He's an air marshal.
He's just a drifter.
Yeah, he's ready to shoot you.
Homeless guy on the airplane.
He saw the movie The Terminal. He's like, I could do that.
It's like bait car. He's ready to rob him.
Remember the good old days when the homeless just hung out at bus stops and buses. Now they're like riding planes and shit for free. It must have been like Spirit. Were you on Spirit?
I was on Spirit.
There it is.
He gets there early in the morning. He's just riding the plane train.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Dude, riding the rails. Ride the plane train today.
Like, yeah. I'll ride the plane train, bro. I don't give a fuck.
They're like, I'm a drifter. He's just like, wherever. I'm going to go to Omaha, Nebraska. They just like take a plane.
I'll light up a doobie on it. I don't care.
Yeah. I want to smoke a flower on Spirit.
Did you have to sit next to him?
No, like the guy was, he you saw him asleep, like, in the terminal first, and this lady, like, kicked him and was like, I think your plane is boarding. He's like, all right, okay, thanks. So the next time I saw him was, he was on the plane and already asleep again, and all he did was just shift around in the seats, but he never opened his eyes, like, the whole time.
Nice.
Did the smell on the plane get progressively more like shit?
No, he was surprisingly clean.
Maybe he was drunk.
He's probably hungover.
Or meted out. Yeah, that's what I thought.
So do you think that guy at the mic last night was homeless? I'm just going to ask you.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. What? Like when he came up and picked up his suitcase from behind the host stand?
What?
Right.
The hell are you talking
about? Like, you're bringing suitcases to the mic?
Suitcase to an open mic.
The improv?
Yeah. Oh, that's he had a little rolling luggage thing.
Oh, my God.
He smelled horrible.
Can jokes around.
I just flew in from Chicago to do a guest set.
No, and he was...
the open mic.
He walked up to the ATM machine, just kept, like, talking. He's like, Sigourney Weaver, and, like, I don't know, like... You know, like, when I see him on the beach, and you know how it is, ice cream. And I'm like, what the fuck is this guy on about?
I love that stuff.
He was talking to the ATM?
He was just talking to space.
Oh, okay.
Like, right. Matt went on stage, like, Matt would finish a line, the guy would be like, blah, 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 and Matt tried to engage him.
Bad idea.
Right, yeah.
Talk to the homeless guy.
Well, it was weird. He saw my shirt, and it was the Pink Floyd one. He was like, oh, yeah, you got Pink Floyd Pinkberry Yogurt. And I was like, that's actually kind of coherent. That's kind of funny.
Was it Chris Heist?
That's what I was wondering. I was like, is this guy a plant? Because this is kind of weird.
What do you mean, like, Chris Heist has a shadow network or something?
Yeah.
The Chris Heist Crust Punk Network?
Right, yeah. Exactly. He's got him at, like, trolling the open mics, and once he heard about Plane Train, he's got him on the terminals now.
Oh, yeah. His name's Gutter.
the homeless network of, like, genius bums that are great at improv.
That's the Illuminati.
Yeah, no, that's how it felt.
Did you go back out?
Does this mean I'm famous?
Did you go back out the alley and lay down and sleep?
Yeah, he had a whole row to himself, and by a whole row, I mean two seats, and so he just, like fetal position, passed out. At one point, he opened the tray and just, like, slammed his face down onto it, and was like, rah, dead.
Nice. I do that move. I like that one.
Well, you were flying to Pensacola, weren't
you? Yeah.
I mean, what are you?
Yeah.
You're bringing the trash back home.
Yeah.
Maybe he was just, like, a loose inmate or something.
Right.
Yeah, he had to come do community service in Tampa.
Like, he was supposed to get on the correction officer plane. Oops. When he wound up on Spirit.
Coming this summer.
It's like, why is this plane so much shittier?
The inmate is in late.
Yeah. Is it Steve Buscemi from Con Air? What's going on here?
Right, yeah. You should have put the bunny back in the box.
Convicts on the plane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cunt hair.
Instead of snakes on the plane, convicts on the plane.
Comics on a plane?
Convicts.
Convicts on a plane.
Convicts on a plane.
Comics and convicts on a plane.
They should make that.
You would be able to tell who's who.
That's the game show.
Is he a comic or a convict? Yeah. And then they're like, it doesn't matter. They're all the same. Yeah.
Half of them are funny, and the other half don't like any funny business.
Don't try anything funny. I'm a comic.
Either way, they both want to kill.
Yeah, either way. Yeah. They're all hungry.
Ba-boom.
Yeah. They're both hungry. That's
and then
funny.
The turn is Jeff Louise bridges the gap. He's on the plane. Guys, we can all work together. It took one who could
I've
be on both
I've seen the best
sides.
Of both worlds.
I am. Listen to me. Plane flips upside down. It's the Denzel Washington thing.
No, we should just pitch this game show to the True TV Network. I'm sure they'll pick it up.
I almost said the troops.
I think it's good.
It's like a dating
I think most
comics
are convicts.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the joke. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can't tell us who.
It's a good like dating game kind of thing.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, you give them a gold microphone instead of a rose. The girl has to like pick who to give the microphones to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you pick wrong, you get shanked.
Yeah, he's gonna stab you.
Comics are comics.
You might get Kavanaugh'd. Just get raped.
Kavanaugh'd, yeah.
They're going to pick out their date on basis of the mugshot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I like him. He's
like, is this a headshot or a mugshot? Well, look, I'm telling you, this game writes itself, dude.
It does.
Nailing it.
Dude, what about that
TV.
Dude, that hot convict guy. Do you remember that story about like the hot
convict? Oh, yeah.
He became a model.
He was like...
Dude,
he's like Convict Bay or something like that.
Yeah, he became a model, and now he's dating like a billionaire heiress to Macy's. You know what I mean? Like one of these random chicks, and that's that's a fun story.
And he was a convict.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like his mugshot is both. His mugshot went viral.
Yeah, mugshot.
Right. All the comments under it were just like, I don't care, I'd still do him.
Yeah, he's so hot, he can hit me.
So when he got out of jail, Randy, like some modeling agency gave him like a real contract to be a model.
Dang.
After his shiv, it was the second thing to go viral.
Yeah, right.
He wasn't a murderer, though, was he?
Probably armed robbery.
Probably not too
he
bad.
Murdered that pussy.
Yeah.
He's a pussy murderer.
Pussy murderer. There you go.
Mm. Look, I got this copper pipe.
Could you think that, although women...
I'm pretty sure Vice will pick it up.
Oh, yeah, Vice, there you go. So they can just tear it down?
Yeah.
Maddie, when are you headlining your show tonight?
Starts at 9:30, Back Porch Bar and Grill.
Oh, my God.
He's like, I'm on stage right now.
Yeah, this is part of the act.
He's like, I needed filler.
It's not working.
And into crowd work.
You guys mind if I take a call?
This week I've done two shows in two basements in Florida. It's crazy.
Oh, okay.
That's where this next one's going to be. Yeah. Underneath, like, the a Days Inn.
Iberian Rooster?
Yeah.
It's underneath that Iberian Rooster. Underneath that Iberian Rooster. It goes deeper.
Is there a room
goes
under
to
that?
Pensacola. That's how you get
right, they just flew me around for a little while and landed back in Tampa.
Yeah.
You got an
Asian. Yeah, I'm probably going to do, like, 35, 40 if I can stretch it out.
How the fuck is it back porch if it's in a basement?
Yeah,
you're
it doesn't make any sense.
It used to be called the Big Easy. And it was like
New Orleans
themed bar.
Things got hard. Yeah. And it wasn't easy. Yeah. Now it's back porch.
From the Big Easy to the back porch.
Yeah. Ouch.
The back door.
Falls. Yeah, more like back door. Knock, knock. Who's there?
Wait, is it called the Big Easy? Comedy. Do they always do comedy there? How many? Oh my God! I guarantee you there were so many big sleazy references in this fucking portion.
Yeah, dude, like Kyle Roos has done the room. John J. Murray's done the room.
There you go.
Doug Benson did that room too.
Ooh,
do they all?
So I've been on the same stage.
Do they all sign the wall?
I am Doug Benson.
Yeah, so you're saying you're as good as Doug Benson.
So pretty much,
right?
All you have to do is really love weed, and you can work that room.
Mm-hmm.
So boom, fun. Got it.
If you have
guys, line up.
Where's this place at?
Pensacola.
Yeah. Pensacola. Randy's interested now. He wants in.
Yeah, Randy's running for governor. He can go down there and do like a little
do a campaign rally.
Kickoff campaign rally show.
My clientele.
Right
yeah. Yeah, this sounds like
you're going to be at a basement called the Back Porch in Pensacola.
For the bully pulpit.
For a rally. The news would be all over that. They'd be like, what kind of rally? What, where?
Uh-huh. I feel like they don't know directions. Like, they back down. What the fuck? What is with these people? What is with fucking Pensacola people, man?
Be my constituents.
It's got most of the letters for the word penis in the name.
It does.
Pens.
You just got to put the I in penis.
Oh, no, it has penis. Or no, pens.
Yeah, put the I in penis.
I put the I.
Yeah, and then it's penis cola.
Penis cola. Drink your penis cola.
Growing up.
Yeah, pens. Yeah, did you get bullied like that, Matt? Pens. Yeah, every day.
Yeah. They're like, here comes your penis cola. And I'm like, guys, yeah,
drink up.
Your wieners in my mouth.
Yeah, damn it. I've already had 3 penis colas today.
And Matt's like, I don't get it. We all live here.
Yeah, exactly. They're just bullying him that way.
Kids how come I'm only the one? How come I'm the only one that keeps
shut up, penis head.
Yeah, if it's frozen, it's
penis colada.
Penis colada, the frozen dick.
Boom. Jeez, we got to get you
a
back
porch. Yeah, I don't like these straws.
Yeah.
We should get rid of these straws. These are bad.
Yeah, can we get a Davey Wavy headline gig there?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I want to sign the wall by pissing on it like Doug Benson and Kyle and John and all these other people. Is there a wall that they sign there?
Yeah, there's not a proper stage. It's just a carpet that you stand on. So just pee on the carpet.
Nailed it.
No, this is like a puppy pad.
Right.
You're doing stand up on a perch on a patio in New York.
He's doing stand up on a carpet sample.
Classy. It's real classy.
We got to get this back to Bob's after the show.
Just a welcome mat.
Yeah, a guy comes in like right at 9:30 hard. All right, give it back.
Just rolling it up over your feet.
Yeah, yeah. Persian guy with a thick accent. You're like, what the fuck?
We need a rug. We need a rug.
Doesn't speak any English. Yeah.
Very popular.
It's all the budget.
You're like, I'm almost done with my closer. I don't care. He's like rubbing it over.
He stops. He gives you like 30 seconds, listens, just shakes his head, goes back to rolling up the carpet.
Pulls out a curtain. Curvy sword cut you in half.
You would not. You could not roll up the carpet.
Rolls it with Matt in it.
Yeah, yeah, it's like the old mafia murders. They roll up the body. Isn't your head still sticking out the back?
Yeah, still finishing my O.J. Simpson bit.
Yeah, yeah.
From the back of the van.
Please, oh please, let me out of this carpet.
How many people does this place seat?
Please, oh, please let me finish this bit. Please, oh, please don't throw me off this bridge.
Is it on the water?
Wow. I think all of you should headline at the same time.
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Let's just bring the How to Die Alone podcast there.
Uh-huh.
We'll do a five
episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, do five. Yeah, just call it five mics.
Five mics.
Neil Brennan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
We'll all do our sets at the same time.
Then he'll know what real depression is.
Like a caucus.
Being taken down by us.
You say a comedy caucus?
Comedy caucus. Yeah, that'd be good. Just like 5 spots in a room where there's mics set up and people wander around to the one they like.
But it's cock spelled like cock.
Yeah, caucus.
Us.
Sponsored by caucus. Penis Cola. Comedy caucus in Penn Island.
Right.
This is more of a Boston show, I feel. Come on down to the Comedy Caucus.
Comedy Caucus.
And bring your cock.
And it's spelled Comedy Cock Kiss.
Or we could do it at the Rooster. I mean, it's appropriate.
Oh, my God. Comedy Caucus at the Cock House. Cock Eye at the Cock House.
Cock Kiss Contest.
Poop.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Ooh, there you go. Cock-a-doodle. Cock Doodles. It's going to be a sketch coming up soon.
I think we're going to have to let you go, Maddie.
Cocky doodles.
Okay. Well, I got to write my set down. I haven't done it yet.
Don't bomb, bro.
Just do the same half hour you do every week.
Stretch that 7 into 35.
Do your usual feature set.
Right. Say, hey, guys, have you ever heard of the Jeep Wave?
Yeah. Do it again later. They might have forgot you did it.
Give them Pablo Francisco.
Just three jokes over and over again.
Stuck in the time loop. It's okay. They can hear your mic.
Is this on the water? Is this place on the water?
And you know,
on the water in the basement. Yeah.
I hope not. Yeah. The walls made of mud.
You gotta plug this up. Leaking. Yeah, the whole show.
With that hurricane coming, it'll be on the water here in a little bit.
Yeah, Matt, feel free to do some of Randy's jokes if stuff gets a little tough.
Baby on board, baby not on board.
Fuck you, baby.
Baby getting waterboarded more.
Cracker
like
eating, diaper wearing.
Cracker eating. No drinking a lump of fat.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so you got it.
I was like,
nailed it.
Oh, man. This is a bad night to headline on Free Gun Night.
All right. Maybe a bunch of
people. All right, fellas. Have fun.
Peace out, duty.
You have fun, bud.
Go get them.
See you Sunday.
Liquor in the front.
All right.
Bye.
Got it. Back one.
That's M Dubs.
Pensacola, man. That's redneck down right there, isn't it?
God, where Matt's right from, dude. Can you imagine how the hell he made it out of there, dude?
Man.
Yeah.
You know?
That's...
His parents are like educated squirrel hunters.
Well, one of his parents is a squirrel
hunter. That's right. One's a squirrel hunter. His dad is a squirrel hunter.
Well, he's not hunting them. He's not killing him or anything.
He's like Dog the Bounty Hunter. Yeah. He's kicking doors down.
Rounding
up squirrels. Is there a squirrel in here? Excuse me, brother.
He's trying to save the squirrels.
He just doesn't want them like near his house, so he grounds them up and like
grounds them up.
Like sets them free.
He sets them free.
Like you know, miles
rounds them up.
Yeah,
yeah.
So he ground up into a fine powder.
Snorts them.
Squirrel burgers.
Puts them in a weed grinder and smokes squirrel nugs.
Yeah, you remember these fresh squirrel nugs?
Yeah. You want some of these squirrel nugs?
You
want
to hit some of this acorn?
Do they come with the nuts? Yeah, Randy, you had a good Facebook status today with nuts involved. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, tell us that one.
That was the, what do prostitutes call an orgy?
What?
Mixed nuts.
There you go. Well, I guess I kind of gave it away by saying nuts, but yeah.
It's still good.
It's still good.
We can edit that out first.
Yeah. You didn't see it coming either way.
Yeah, I like
throw
that,
some
yeah.
chocolate in there. It's a trail mix.
Yeah, where my chocolate ladies at? Come on. You want to make this trail mix? Snail trail mix?
Who wants some of this hazelnut?
Mm-hmm. Hazelnut. That's
Where's
good.
Hazel at? Get
Where's
over
Hazel
here.
At?
Yeah, like right. a light-skinned guy who looks
Nutella, Nutella you was.
Oh, man.
Ah.
Nutella. But, yeah, Randy, you have a lot of sexually graphic content.
No.
A lot of your statuses. A
little bit.
You talk about dicks and, you know.
But what about the donuts?
I do talk about some dicks.
Yeah, don't, yeah.
How
yeah.
do you, do you want to kick Duncan out of the state now?
Yeah, yeah, because they're taking Dunkin'. They're taking donuts off the name.
That's why are they
It's just
going
to be called That's Dunkin' now?
Just Dunkin' now.
Yeah, why is that?
Are they going to change it to like the spelling of the name?
Yeah, just Dunkin'.
No, I meant like the name Dunkin'.
It's those corporate assholes. They
Tim Dunkin's
cause
Donuts.
Because they think everybody sees the name and says Dunkin' Donuts, so all they got is donuts.
Oh, so they're doing the Domino's pizza thing.
That's it.
Yeah, right. Domino's pizza. They were more than just pizza.
They want you to know they have grilled cheese Texas yeah. style sandwiches and
microwave chicken tenders.
Bagels. Woo.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything I've gotten from there that's not a donut, it looks like they just threw it into the bag.
But I don't know why they do that because, you know, anyone that's ever been there knows that they have more than that. And also, they're like a coffee place.
And also, they typically have Baskin Robbins. So, like, are they not going to be that anymore?
So, is Starbucks changing their name to just shitty coffee? Mm. Or yeah, not no or overpriced coffee?
Roll down coffee.
David's because, you know, they don't want to confuse. Yeah, sorry, Steve. I know you're like, no. It's called overpriced coffee because they don't want to confuse the audience thinking that there's actual Starbucks in there.
They're just going to call the place Free Wi-Fi.
It's so stupid. Why would they even do that? Yeah, Free Wi-Fi.
Free Wi-Fi is a good name.
Failed Writers.
Failed Writers.
Oh, man. Dude, yeah, in L.A., every single coffee shop is full of people writing
just fucking shaking from like caffeinated highs while they're trying to write and shit. And
dude, group meetings. I used to see so many people at these coffee shops who would be so excited telling each other these ideas before they write. It was so funny and pathetic.
They get all jazzed up.
Oh, yeah. They're like, oh, my God, this is so original and crazy. And I'm like, no.
That'd be a fun game show in L.A. Homeless or failed writer.
Yeah.
And just hang out, walk by a coffee shop. What do you think?
It's like...
I picture John like one of those chess masters who goes down to the table with the eight
you losers.
Picks it up and is like, yeah, that's the last Starfighter. That's Congo. That's 12 monkeys.
Boo. I think, they should do like a cash cap kind of game where a guy walks into the coffee shop and is just like, all right, for the next 30 seconds, I'll be accepting any script submissions. And then everybody just starts going crazy on their laptops, like typing away.
Do it on a thumbnail PDF.
It's like Master Chef. They're counting down. 5, 4. They're like typing the last few lines.
No, and Aziz is just over Spielberg. There throwing one after another.
This is bad.
One, two, three, four movies. Five movies.
6 movies.
You just get, what's his face? Do it.
These hands aren't just good for women's mouths.
What's his name? your buddy.
Who?
Your buddy. Married to the... God damn it. What the hell's his name?
What is going on?
He has that special on Netflix, but he's like a director.
Judd Apatow?
Judd Apatow. Yeah. Have Judd Apatow walk that'd be in there. Cool. Yeah, and then people will just fucking go berserk.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, they should make
it
a show
for
like
Aziz.
That.
All these like comics are like throwing out premises for movies.
They should do something like that where it's just like, it's like Judd Apatow, The Rock, and Kevin Hart walk in somewhere. They're like, we can literally turn any of your dog shit scripts into something amazing.
The show's just called What She Got.
Yeah, What She Got. Yeah, it could be like, they should do like a Make-A-Wish network. Thing. They should have a Make-A-Wish network. Where it's like dying kids' movie scripts get made by famous people. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Hell yeah.
They'd probably be pretty bad, but,
yeah.
At least you'd feel good watching it knowing.
Then a blue duck walked by and the blue duck got stepped on.
Yeah, bye.
The end. Like, what the fuck?
Christopher Walken does a backflip.
It'll win all these, like, fucking things.
Standing ovation, crying. So brave.
They never ended it. The characters make no sense. What the hell is this progression story? There's no climax.
It'd be a very high stakes movie pitch show. Just like, green light or self inflicted gunshot wound.
Green light or light at the end of the tunnel. It's called green light at the end of the tunnel. You get one shot or you get one shot.
Did they have to be dead to make it?
What?
They have to be dead to make it?
No, we kill them if it's a bad movie.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So most
you have nothing
time.
To worry about, Randy. You're fine.
Yeah. I feel better now.
You're on the judging panel.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
It's just right.
You just go like thumbs down.
Yeah, thumbs up, thumbs down.
You're like, I liked it. Not. And they're like, oh, no. Yeah.
It's okay. We'll tell the Cheesecake Factory you quit.
Trap door under the Mortal Kombat spikes.
Oh, my God.
He won't have to substitute teach anymore.
Just
drove in the middle of Hollywood Boulevard during rush hour.
Yeah.
We'll call that coffee shop. Tell them they need a new barista. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. It's just called coffee shop.
You're done, Evan.
You signed the contract. You. Kill yourself.
Yeah. We're taking your rat tail, though.
Putting it on a necklace.
Good luck.
It's like a souvenir. Oh, my God, dude. I couldn't even imagine LA's like that. Because now they have that Tent City, dude. I've seen, like,
wait,
you
what?
Go on YouTube.
Tent City?
Tent City,
oh,
they call
God.
It.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah, you
where
go
is
on,
this?
In LA. You just go on YouTube, and there's, like, a guy that rides his BMX bike through, like, rough neighborhoods and shit.
You mean, like, Skid Row type shit?
Yeah. But it's, that's like, he just rides through there, and it's people living in tents.
Oh, yeah. That shit's awful. Yeah.
It looks horrible.
You can rent those on Airbnb.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
You can rent the tent.
You're lying.
For $80 a night.
I was considering going out there for a week. To like,
there's a place I'll tell you about.
Yeah, if you
afterwards.
Slept in a tent, that would build your character a lot.
Yeah. Like, I guess in what LA. You gotta do to make it. This is what you gotta do to make it. You know,
you're
roughing it.
Yeah, you're at the comedy store. So where are you staying? Here. They just point to the tent. Outside.
It's that field over there. Yeah.
Sunset Avenue. Oh, what hotel are you in? Sidewalk.
I'm getting on that mic.
Where am I sleeping?
Cement.
Nowhere. I'm keeping these shoes.
I almost fell over a homeless guy.
I got
when
a cement bed.
There. I was walking along, got a hotel, and I was walking. Had to park a car like 2 miles away.
Right.
And so I'm walking along, and all of a sudden, whoa! There's a homeless guy sleeping on the sidewalk.
Jeez.
He looked like he was in his living room.
You
bedroom.
Just stepped right, on right. a homeless guy?
He just walked through his house Randy, like that? How dare you? You go into his refrigerator too? His fridge box?
B&E.
Hey, check, you always got to open the refrigerator doors. So.
Yeah. He calls the cops on you from his cell phone.
Yeah, come on, Randy.
I don't know, man. I'm walking along. You don't expect to see some guy sleeping on the sidewalk.
Did he blend in with the rest of the trash on the street? Is that what
I want? Yeah. What's the bit?
He was wearing a t-shirt that had a huge Jack Black Walk of Fame star. Couldn't tell.
That's brand new.
Yeah, it's brand new.
He's wearing a hefty bag.
This is a windbreaker.
It looked comfortable, though. I mean, it could have been. Looked like
he was. The weather's gorgeous out there. Of course he's comfortable.
Dude, Hollywood Boulevard, one of my favorite things of those lyrics was Asian people. You'd never see people go crazier than Asian people seeing the Bruce Lee or Jackie Chan stars. They would lay
down. Oh, really?
Down.
What, a Grauman's Chinese Theater?
Oh, my God. Yeah, on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, they would see those stars and take a million pictures and lay down and, you know.
They start doing kung fu moves and shit.
Do harikari. This is a fine place to die.
Yeah.
It was weird, though. I remember seeing these, like, little Asian kids. They were taking pictures, and they were saying, like, StevenSpielberg.com, like, when they took the pictures. Like, I don't know.
Like, that's their world star.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was like, that was their cheese. It was really weird. I was like, what was that?
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg.
Steven Spielberg. Well, it's like MC Hammer's, like, huge in Japan. So if you go over there.
Well, it wasn't,
though, like,
yeah. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't, it didn't so have maybe anything
Spielberg's
to do with the star.
Big in China.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
I'd say most of those would be big in Japan.
Yeah. No. Ah. Well, physically. Randy's Godzilla, actually.
Godzilla. Godzilla.
I would like to think of Randy in Japan as Holtron.
Holtron.
Yeah, he goes out to the bar. They're like, oh, the Holtron's here. Lock the doors.
Yeah. He wins the eating contest against Kobayashi.
And I'll make him look pretty small. I mean,
you didn't, you didn't know you were in the competition, though. It's one of those shows.
They're trying to hide.
Yeah, they just hold your arm up. And
like, he's like, I just eat these.
Yeah, I was just having a good time. Yeah, the Mr. Magoo of Japan.
Yeah,
like, get your Bailey's whiskey. Get your Bailey's whiskey and schnapps ready. We got duck farts.
Yeah.
Holtron's
get
here.
Get your duck farts.
Nobody can take down Holtron. Yeah.
No one's drinking more duck farts than the Holtron.
So many duck farts.
I'd stand out in Japan.
A whiskey truck backing up to the bar.
Yeah.
Beep. I know someone that went to Japan.
And karaoke, because they love karaoke in Japan.
I'll sing some karaoke.
Yeah. But they always sing in English.
Did you imagine Randy's
so they're horrible
cosplay cafes?
Because,
cosplay cafe. Did you say Randy's cosplay cafe?
Yeah, no, like Randy had one of those cosplay cafes.
Yeah, dressed up as what?
Like Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
Well, everyone else comes as Holtron, though. They're like, oh, man, guys, I told you, stop dressing like me. Little Asian girls dressed up like Randy. That'd be great. Why you dressed like a little Asian girl.
Me dressed like an Asian girl?
Yeah, Sailor Moon.
You're kind of like Mike Pence.
They make an extra large Sailor girl.
Oh, sure they do. There are fat girls.
Yeah. And guys. Yeah, there's guys who do that shit.
You're going to be a furry.
Might be.
Be a furry character, Holtron.
Yeah, you heard about that, Randy?
No.
You know what furries are? Yeah, Steven.
You brought it up.
Listen, he's your son.
Yeah. Tell your old man about
tell your dad what you do at night.
No, furries are where people dress up like animals and fuck each other.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Like the big mascot.
They don't fuck. That's uncouth. They yiff.
Uncouth.
Okay, sorry, they yiff.
Yeah. What's yiff? Is that what they call it?
Just, furry for fucking.
But the thing is, like, they wear masks. Like, they have, they look like mascots for, like, a football
big
team.
College football mascot.
Would you ever want to do that? Yeah. Like, a road trip?
You don't
trip?
Know what they look like underneath, though.
To what?
So, it's crazy.
They get paid for this?
Hang on.
No.
We're discussing
they get
business.
Paid for this?
It's a convention.
No,
like
they
meet
pay
up.
To do it.
Oh, yeah. People pay to do it.
The fursuits cost a fortune. Like, they're like $2,000 a piece.
Well, I thought a lot of people make their own, don't they?
Yes, but I mean, it still costs a lot of money to make
to get the materials.
Get
right, yeah.
So what I want to ask John is,
is
TNF interested in going to one of the biggest fur conventions?
I'd love to.
In the country. It's in Atlanta. Furry
that?
Weekend Atlanta.
That sounds great.
I want to go.
Where is
I want to go
when
and watch
it?
You guys interview them.
Yeah, what's the date? We'll put that down.
And they fuck right there in the convention?
No, they meet there, and they're like, oh, I like your costume. I like yours.
Yeah, if they
let's
like
go upstairs to the hotel room that I rented.
And then they go up and they bang, and
they go down.
They drink Gatorade out of dog bowls and shit. Like a whole thing.
Lap it up, dude. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
so that's like the new Freaknik in Atlanta?
Yeah. Do they not want to see
each
other's
face? We used to do Freaknik, which was like insanity when I was a kid. I remember everyone would go up, they were talking about that. Not kid, but like in high school and shit.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to the A,
elementary
baby.
School bus would drive you up to
right.
So, field trip.
So May 9th through the 13th.
Oh, yeah, that's far away.
Yeah.
Got plenty
Let's
of time.
Let's just plan.
That. Oh, definitely. I'd love to do some.
You can really go
some,
there.
Yeah. You can do some mics while there, too.
Dude, I went to a fetish convention here.
Oh, yeah. Paolo fetish convention?
Yeah, yeah. I was at Hilton. It was great.
St.
I had
Petersburg?
Sex with a porn star. It was amazing.
What was his name?
Boom.
Dope.
Jesse James or whatever
Brett
that guy's
Kavanaugh.
Name is.
Brett Kavanaugh.
Buck Angel.
Buck Angel. No, isn't there a guy named Jesse James?
Called Holtron.
Was that a
Jesse
girl?
James. Isn't Jesse James the guy from like, the
James.
Truck Show?
No, he's a motorcycle guy. He was married to like
Sandra Bullock.
Yeah,
but I thought there was a porn star guy named that too.
I don't think so.
Fuck the black guy? What's the black
you're thinking
guy's
of,
name?
What's his name? You just took the name of the famous guy who died.
This is a very cheap convention to go to, by the way, John. $60.
Yeah, because the costumes cost $2,000.
Damn.
You said.
Yeah, $60. You're fucking 80 times.
Where are you gonna get your costume?
It's a 4-day event.
I'll make it, Randy. I'll just make a furry suit of you,
Holtron. That's Holtron. That's what I'm saying.
I like that they make a note of $0 of the prize's membership is tax deductible. Can you imagine claiming that on taxes?
What?
I went to a furry convention. I'm a patron of the arts.
I was doing a service.
Yeah, I'm a service animal.
A service animal. I was servicing people, all right.
Yeah. I was walking numerous people throughout the convention center.
There were callers. Hello.
I'm her therapy wolf.
Yeah.
Go upstairs and I howl.
I had to bring her relief.
The thing I don't get is... You got to put certain holes in those costumes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Like
well,
it sounds the wheels
like you
turn it.
It sounds like you understand it, then.
So if your holes are sewn up, that could be a problem.
Yeah, like Velcro.
But yeah, are you Velcro? Sewing up your dick hole, Randy?
No, you just like you Velcro it a little bit, you know,
yeah,
I guess. I'm assuming. Or maybe a zipper.
Check it out.
It's like one of those old-timey pajamas with the buttons.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just pull the flap down.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you get your dick caught in some of that stuff. That hurts.
Yeah, I wouldn't do a zipper. Velcro would rough, too, on the side of your...
How often are you getting your dick caught in zippers, Randy?
I love Jen.
You know how often he's pulling his cock
in that movie, Something About Mary.
Yeah.
You were the brother, right? Baseball. Don't touch his ears.
Yeah. Randy, what about that? What if, like, three furries, it's all women, you know they're women, and they're like, you can have sex with us, but you don't get to see us. You just have to have sex with us in these costumes. Would you do it?
It's like a glory hole?
Yeah, kind of. But it's people.
Yeah, I'd do it.
It's a furry hole.
Yeah, I'd do it.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You don't know what they look like, but you know that I think that adds to the mystery.
Yeah, you can see how they walk a little.
You ever
bit,
wanted to fuck, you know, Daisy Duck?
Yeah,
now's your chance.
You can still at least see the vagina.
Now those are duck farts. Real live duck farts.
That's after you
duck
nut queefs. In her, dude. Yeah,
like
duck queefs.
Duck queefs.
Woo!
Instead of a
you're picking up layers. Like, I know there's a hole somewhere.
Loosey goosey.
Where's that hole at?
Where's that hole at? Yeah. Digging for the diamond.
There's a flap here somewhere with a hole in it. Where's it at?
Yeah. Open her bill. Stick it down there.
Mallard Fillmore.
Mallard Fillmore?
No, Mallard Fillhore.
Phil Hoare. Yeah. Hey. Fill that whore.
Oh, man.
But
I like it.
The thing is, though, I mean, what do you get cum all over the fur?
Well, you just shampoo it, I guess.
Bring it to a dry cleaner.
Yeah. Can you get the cum stains out of my crocodile?
Well, I want to go to the dry cleaner after that and just watch them try to turn this in.
Yeah.
I just want to watch the machine,
the machine
carry all the fursuits.
Rape ape.
It's like a Tony the Tiger going around.
Just a very sad Asian man holding a button. I fucking hate this weekend.
Here's your laundry ticket. Come back in an hour.
You don't need tickets. I know you're the guy who dropped off the fucking ape costume.
See, everyone else, these are business suits. You're the only one with a gorilla outfit.
So like you're fucking a gorilla and a moose.
Flamingo.
And a flamingo.
Yeah.
Maybe a rabbit.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You ever want to fuck a rabbit? A
dinosaur.
Are you talking about your fantasy right now?
Rabbits are cute.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Babs Bunny.
Oh, you got to behind closed doors. They get dirty.
What'd you say?
The Velveteen Rabbit?
The Velvet. Oh, yeah.
What about Jessica Rabbit? There you go.
Jessica Rabbit?
No. She's human. That's
She's human.
Oh.
Gross.
She's not a furry, though?
No.
No.
Well, she banged.
Oh, yeah, she was human, wasn't she? That's right.
Yeah.
I always thought she was a rabbit. Now I'm thinking of like
she just fucks her.
What's the one from Space Jam? The girl bunny.
Babs.
Babs. Yeah, Babs. There you go.
Badass bunny. I don't know. Yeah, what's Babs stand for?
Not Buster's sister, apparently.
It's just another alliteration like we were talking about. Babs Bunny, Bugs.
Yeah,
Bunny.
Babs. Yeah, what the fuck? Buster, Babs,
I think
Bugs.
That's what they did that on purpose.
Damn, yeah, that shit is all.
That's how they do cartoons.
Yeah, it's simple.
You crack the code, now you're in.
Crack the code, boom, yep.
To make it impossible for ventriloquists, too.
What?
Fuck the ventriloquist?
No. Just let that one go.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I fucked a dummy, maybe?
Yeah, that'd be a good furry thing. It's like a furry dummy with a ventriloquist dummy.
I like it.
I like that act. Yeah, and, you know, it's doing...
It's a human
puppet. Yeah, it's a human puppet with a big, you know, fucking...
The vagina is the mouth.
With a woodchuck.
The vagina is the mouth.
In the woodchuck costume is Dave Coulier.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And, you know, and a hole for the genitals.
Don't forget the holes.
Don't forget the holes. Yeah, that's your campaign slogan.
Like, cut me out. That's right. I've been dressed in this costume for 3 years.
Yeah.
That's Dave Coulier as a woodchuck at the furry convention. That's right.
Yeah.
And you're like, cut it out, getting this hole, because I'm trying to get railed.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got a line behind the stage for... It's one of those like 80 person.
You
got
to pay like $50 to take a photo with him. $100 to get to fuck Dave Coulier in a woodchuck costume.
It's a line to give the woodchuck wood.
Yeah. How much wood could a woodchuck get?
You're going to find out. Come on down to furry convention in Atlanta.
Just keep bringing the 20s. 15 if you got a group of.
This beaver's damned. Dental damned.
Why did we offer group discounts?
X marks the spot.
X marks the spot.
Mm-hmm. And I kind of want to go now.
60 bucks, hell yeah. May 8th, you say?
Yes, $60 isn't that much money.
Hell, and then probably get a deal on the hotel.
It's a Marriott.
It's a Marriott?
Oh, yeah. Man.
So if you go to the convention, you get a deal on the hotel?
Yeah. Yep. And you're just
I'll let you guys know
having
that
wild, gross sex with strangers.
They call their personalities when they're in the fur costumes. They call it their fursona.
Fursona. Oh man, and they're funny. Can this get better?
Yeah,
they're hilarious. They're artsy. They're good with their hands.
That's like a stand-up comic on stage. Claws. They're all putting on a fursona.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not normally like this.
Comics and Convicts goes to Furry Week.
Yeah,
a very special episode.
Dude, they've got poker and blackjack too, John.
Ooh, so I can gamble.
You can gamble with
and
people.
Yeah, talk about a poker face. They won't know anything.
Yeah, they won't see shit.
They won't know shit.
Just be the Queen of Hearts.
Yeah.
Do they shave their vaginas? Because that would be furrier too.
Furry vagina.
What do you think they glue on, like hot glue on, like fur to that too?
Well, Fast and the Furry Ass.
Oh, Fast and the Furry Ass. That's good.
Furry.
Man.
Jeez. All right, what's the road trip? Let's set this up. We're going.
Yeah,
it's in May.
I got vacation time for a week.
Yeah, you know.
It's a whole week, the convention?
It's Thursday to Sunday, man. It's a long trip.
It's not enough.
It's FWA.
We're only going to need half a day. How do we know?
Yeah, it's like ultra.
You got a half a day ticket?
Bring nothing to fuck.
I'm going
to
grab the first one that's willing. Let's go.
Hello? Anybody? Well, yeah, I mean, it seems like you can't tell much about their bodies at all in these things, right?
No, they have a silent disco, too.
Oh, she's in a
silent disco. What's that mean?
Well, they just dance with headphones on.
What's the fun of that?
So, I don't know, so you can just, like, groove and not be bothered by people.
Who are these people?
Highly autistic
people. I mean, they're people that dress in furry costumes and have sex, Randy. They're probably not the sanest, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Until you
you never know, it could be your local politician
exactly.
In there.
You both take your hats off, you know, it's your next door neighbor.
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you pesky kids.
Yeah,
Scooby-Doo. Yeah, Buckthorn.
Old Man Rivers.
Yeah, it's your first grade teacher. Jesus Christ. Yeah, that'd be traumatic, probably.
It sure would
I was
be.
Wondering why she always had stuffed bunnies in her classroom. Yeah. But she's like a giant bunny. You're like, I knew that looked
familiar. Bunny's
going
to get stuffed.
Something's exactly. Up.
What happens if you take
Pegs
your head
bunny.
Off? Like, do they like report you for rape?
Pegs bunny.
Yeah, Pegs bunny.
Peddling.
No, like, let's say you're hooking up, Steven, since you know a lot about this. If you're hooking
his
up.
Costumes at the cleaners.
Well, he knows. I knew about it, but not as in depth. No, so, okay, like, sure. Let's say you're hooking up and you take your head off. Can they, like, report you for, like...
take your head off.
Now all of a sudden you're raping?
Whoa, hey! Yeah. I was fucking a bunny, not a man. Yeah. Who are you?
Gross. Yeah, it's supposed to be Bugs Bunny, not Steve.
I was fucking Princess Party. Princess Peanut Butter Cups is now... You know, insert bad thing.
They're in their horse costume and they just like fucking reel back with their legs. Yeah. Like, and just beat me fucking shins.
it's the classic two-person horse costume, but the guy's just eating the guy's ass behind him. Right. Yeah. Walking around together the whole time. His ass the whole time.
Yeah. Is that sweat or saliva? I don't know at this point. It all tastes good.
Steven, tell us, you've already been to one of these, right?
No, I have not.
No? You haven't been there?
I just know of it. Yeah. I wanted to go to do... documentary work. That's why I want John.
Yeah, hey, any excuse is good, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Just gotta get a foot in the door, you know.
Yeah,
I mean?
Research
that guy's
purposes.
Got a camera, let's go talk to him.
Can you imagine that? Yeah, if any camera at a place like that, people would be like, I'll totally on camera
as long as the head stays on.
Furry.
It's like taped on, make sure they can't get it off.
Have you ever seen mascots fuck?
Tampa Bay.
Wait, but then what's to stop like
just go as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer?
Yeah, right. What's to stop like kids from doing that shit then?
What do you mean?
If you're a furry, couldn't you just walk in and be like, yeah, you know, I'm an adult. Here's
what,
my
well, like
fake
a tall
ID,
14-year-old or something. IDs.
Yeah, but still, they don't see your face, right? If you just walk in a costume, any ID will work, right? Here, it's me. You don't know.
That's
in a fucking
true.
Ant-Man costume.
Wow.
So what I'm saying is a bunch of children are going to be fucking in there.
It's going to be like a 6'4", 14-year-old on the basketball team.
Yes.
I can't play this weekend, coach. I got a thing downtown.
Yeah, Steven, what say you to that? How do they stop the children?
I have no idea. I've never even considered that as a possibility. I would assume the cost stopped the children.
Yeah, the cost.
I mean, if anyone's going to be attracted to it, it would be kids.
Yeah,
that makes
exactly.
A lot of sense.
Yeah, kids would love shit like that. Yeah. Remember all those childhood birthday parties?
What do you imagine? What's going on in your head? Like some kid is like Vaseline-ing his
like
asshole
high school
for
kids.
A weekend?
You know, middle school, high school kids who are like, you know, let's do bad shit and have fun.
But their bad shit is going to get fucked in a fur costume?
Yes!
Well, like the guys.
Yeah, the cool dudes.
Older brother's ID.
Yeah,
I have
exactly.
No idea. It says he's 24.
Yeah, these chicks will blow you. They don't know.
Yeah.
High school project.
They're not going to take the heads off, man.
They don't take the heads off.
How are they blowing you?
You know, through the pants.
The hole.
Yeah, through the
you
hole.
Make sure they have the hole.
There's a hole in my pocket.
I don't know how people get aroused from that, though. Just staring at, like...
somewhere.
You know, mascot shit.
Yeah, mascot.
Yeah. You're staring at...
You ever want to fuck the purple Teletubby? Yeah. Well, now you can. It's like so
after
creepy.
Banging, the trash pelican's going to springboard off and dunk.
Yeah. Or what about that new Philly fucking one? You should go with that new Philly mascot.
Yeah,
that thing is scary looking.
It jumps off the trampoline, does a triple flip, lands on the deck.
Yeah. Crowd goes nuts.
Yeah.
Fuck me, trash pelican.
Yeah.
Sex.
Furry acrobatics.
Yeah, furry acrobatics. Squawk like a squeagle. Yeah. Squeagle. Seagull. Yeah. Squawk like a
Cirque
seagull.
Cirque de so gay.
Nothing gets me off. Nothing gets me off like seagull squawking.
Yeah.
That's why I live down by the beach. You just hear like seagulls and it gets hard. Like, what the fuck?
They have a white shit packet built into the back.
Yeah,
they're already
really
used to eating condoms.
So. Ew.
A colostomy bag?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the turtle with the big dildo pulled out of its nose instead of a straw.
Yeah. Yeah.
So who are these people?
Just like one of those like long G-spot stimulators.
Yeah.
It's vibrating. Are you all right in there? It's a little rocky, but keep going.
Yeah.
Why have I never heard of this?
It's probably a lot of unicorns.
Can't make Ninja Turtles with that ooze. I'll tell you that.
Right. Have I been sheltered?
Make some turtle wax.
Yes, Randy.
I've been turtles before.
You have been sheltered. There's usually an age in your life when your parents will sit you down and teach you.
Well, I know about it because like MTV did like a documentary about it or some shit when I was a kid. Right.
The birds and the bees. And I mean, literally, they dress as birds and
bees. Oh,
bees.
Dude, that's a good idea. Go to the furry costume as a bird or a bee. That seems like an easy in. You just go, huh? Birds and bees, huh? Come on.
Who wants to be the stinger?
Is this the blonde melon convention? You're like dressed as a bee. Five people got that reference.
I get you.
Yeah,
Tip and News Force in Atlanta.
Yes.
Yeah, Tampa News Force on the road.
You're damn right, Randy.
Yeah.
What's not to get?
Dude, before you know, I mean, has any of the News Force covered this, do you think?
Probably not.
Exactly.
What about Atlanta? So if you get in Ghost,
no, there is no such thing.
ANF.
John and Santos had to murder them before they
could
do the
no
team.
Other News Forces. Yeah.
The Atlanta News Administration.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's called CNN. They just murdered Ted Turner, right? CNN, that's done.
I like that you got that.
Yeah, I was like, did you just spell anal? Yeah, it's like you're saying it in front of your kids so they don't know. Listen, later we're going to have A-N-A-L. It's like the dog. We're going to go for a W-A-L-K later.
Can't say it out loud. The kids will get excited. Yeah,
the kids will get excited.
It'll remind them of church.
What did you spell out loud? Yeah. Remind them of church. Yeah.
Go upstairs and get your furry costume on, boys and girls. We're going to the festival.
Father Michael's coming over.
Yeah.
Please, Dad, can I put on the furry costume just one more hour? All right, fine. You've been a good little squirrel.
Has the sound effects again.
Yeah.
He does all the animals.
I just like to imagine some priest being freaked out by this. Like, whoa, none of that freak shit. Like,
yeah, none
like,
of that.
I'm not, I'm not banging animals. That's very against the Bible.
No.
Just children.
Yeah, just get back in your little boy outfit.
Yeah.
Put that goddamn Boy Scout outfit back on.
Yeah. Why you gotta make this weird?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
You gotta dress up like a little bee.
Come here looking like a toucan?
Yeah.
Come on. I don't care if it took you 4 hours to do your makeup. Put that goddamn Boy Scout outfit back on.
We're gonna so reenact horrible. Up.
Yeah, you want to get your prolapse badge or what?
Gonna put some balloons around the base of my dick and see if it lives.
Where was that going? See if what happens?
See if the dick lifts up.
Oh my god!
Look for the movie Up.
Yeah.
Trying to make this Pixar.
Yeah, how many
trying to make this Pixar?
You could probably do that. Dude, how many balloons do you think it would take to tie around your dick to lift your whole body up by the dick by balloons?
Well, with me, it'd be a lot of balloons.
Sounds like a Tampa giant News Force challenge.
Yeah, it's like
looks
how many
like Maddie's got a surprise.
Yeah.
Matt, like, we got all these balloons.
Yeah, we've got some. Yeah,
10.
Close your 10 balloons, 10. Randy? Okay, we can make
if
that
if they're
happen.
Big helium ones.
Yes, yeah, some weather balloons.
Just weather balloons.
Naked guys being pulled around town. It's the Wonka Vader. It's like playing that music. Yeah. You see that, Charlie? All that's yours down there.
You get nothing.
There's a guy that actually did, not with his dick, but he took a lawn chair.
Wait, he did what with his thing?
He took a lawn chair and he tied weather balloons to it.
Oh, I saw that,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It went up about 10,000 feet.
Right.
If it's not a dick, what are we even talking about?
I reported to the.
I met the kids and the guys and the family that.
Balloon boy.
Yeah, that. I met
them. You met them?
Yeah.
No way.
They live in Tampa.
What?
I swear to God.
So are they just, you know,
the guy,
wrecked
the,
for life?
The guy that did it, was like a gimmick. He was like a failed like inventor.
Right, yeah.
So he was like
promo.
Yeah. He was like Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future. And I guess his DeLorean was the weather balloon trick.
Get
but
in,
the
boy.
Kids now, they're called like the medalist, little medalist band ever.
Oh
they're older
God.
Now.
That's so
but funny. They were like little kids when I saw them. I saw them at like a concert. I was like, hey. What the fuck is this?
Nothing more metal than
told
faking
me,
your death.
Yeah, people told me that was the new gimmick. Like this whole family, they travel around and like the mom and dad like put their kids up on stage. They're fucking horrible musicians,
I love this family.
By the way. But yeah.
It's still better than Prussian Blue, I guess.
No
I
idea.
Love bringing that up.
Prussian Blue.
You don't remember Prussian Blue?
Mm-mm.
Oh, they were the white supremacist group of like.
How
it was
could
like
I forget them?
Two 11-year-old twin girls with like blonde hair, blue eyes.
What?
Their parents put them up to it.
That's great. What like what were they playing? What genre of
they
music
just sang,
was this?
They but just like sang. Yeah, it was just...
America's Got Talent.
They were just horrible.
They were like Mary Hayden Ashley.
Yeah, right.
Mary Hayden. Barry Hayden.
Was it goth metal?
Crash.
Well, I mean, America's Got Talent. The 1 year, the dogs won. I got some bullshit
really?
Right
they let
there.
A dog win one time?
Yeah, the dog
like we have
dog
that.
Show.
There's like eight different dog shows. Why are we winning our fucking thing?
That's some bullshit.
Yeah,
right
I'd
there.
Be pissed.
Dog shows. The dog is better than
where's
all the
humans.
Where's
the Westminster Rabbit Show, huh?
Yeah.
Randy, why don't you get that going?
They were an American white nationalist neo-Nazi pop duo.
Pop duo? you rarely hear that phrase.
Most neo-Nazi white nationalists don't listen to pop music.
From Bakersfield, California.
Of course it was.
Hell yeah.
Were they like about, corn light? They were about or cream of corn? Like, what is this shit?
They were about 14 when they decided to cease touring.
Oh, no.
They really hate black people, but they sure do like that music.
We sure do love music.
Yeah, they love pop. Yeah, you know, Michael Jackson's the king of pop, right? Yeah. And he's black?
Well,
yeah. We're going to change that. We're going to shirt out of Bakersfield.
The twins referred to the Holocaust as a myth and promoted Holocaust denial.
Of course they did.
Deserves promotion.
That's my kind of band right there.
So yeah, they were 11 when they did this.
Lovely, jeez. Just lovely.
You should invite them to sing at your rallies. Like Trump had those little girls, you know, that didn't want to do it or whatever.
And now, before your next governor comes up.
I like that they have singles. They have albums and
you
singles.
Know them. You love them. Yeah,
you know them. You love them.
Neo-Nazi white supremacist pop duo.
This one single is called Your Daddy.
Ooh.
Keepers of the Light, Stand Up and I Will Bleed for You. Oh my God.
How many albums did they have?
Three. With the third one being called For the Fatherland.
They were
busy. German?
Yeah, good. Screw Motherland.
they had to have been German, right?
I'll tell you what, if they're at my rally.
Well, you called them Prussian.
I'm gonna get all the votes in Sebring and Ocala and LaBelle and
Pensacola.
Pensacola. I'll take all those votes.
Now they're more liberal. You bet on that. They support the legalization of marijuana.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sure.
What about gay marriage? Exactly.
I don't know where it says
that. Where do they stand on that issue? Will they bake a cake for a gay lesbian couple?
Yeah. Yeah, does it say that on their Wikipedia page? Yeah, because I base all of my feelings off of how these little children feel.
The article speculates about whether the twins' use of marijuana was part of their change of politics. From white nationalism to apolitical. So now they're like, they're okay because they smoked weed.
They're more moderate.
Weed cures you of Nazism.
That's a good campaign.
So you get like a poster of Hitler smoking a joint?
Yes.
He wouldn't be Hitler anymore.
And then they wouldn't have been, then the poster just fades to him being like a normal businessman.
It just says, hi, Hitler. Yeah.
His speech is a lot more mellow.
Yeah. Yeah. Hair's not flapping around anymore.
He turns into a little handlebar mustache.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, it goes from like Hitler to Tom Selleck.
Yeah,
just moves the pedestal aside, pulls out a hand drum.
Hey, he was an artist, man. He did like drew paintings and shit. He was basically a comic.
Just love the idea that they would stop.
Yeah, they just gave
people.
Him a mic and a stage, a very big stage, mind you. And he's like, he would get high as fuck and be like, "Let's go to Poland," and he just rolls in there.
Yeah, I wonder if there's any, like, instances of Hitler ever being funny on camera, you know? Like, any off moments.
Oh, like behind the scenes or, like, you know, when we're not rolling.
Here's Hitler cracking jokes with the boys.
I've seen that movie, The Great Dictator, he was in.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Mel Brooks one.
He was amazing in that.
Well, the Charlie Chaplin one. Or is that the same movie?
Yeah.
That's the same one, that's right.
Can you imagine being the one person that doesn't stand up and clap for his speech?
For Hitler?
Yeah, for Hitler.
Yeah, they get killed. Put him in jail and
dead. They're dead.
They just immediately slap the Star of David on that person and pull him away.
Now, what was that one country where they would do that, like, after a speech? I think it was Stalin. And you had to keep applauding. And if you were the first one to stop applauding, he killed you.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So, like, people would be, like, falling out because, like, they're trying to keep applauding and shit.
It's like North Korea.
Yep.
You ever see that when Kim Jong...
Maybe it's North Korea they do. I thought it was Stalin.
It's a hell of a game of hot potato.
Yeah. Dude, Kim Jong-un, he would, like, leave in a boat and everybody would walk into the water and try to, like, touch the boat, you know? That's real fans. I like that.
True fans.
Why don't we not get those at the mic?
No. Where are those fans?
I want to see them, like, breathing on the window of my car as I'm pulling away.
I love you.
Do the bit again.
And do it again.
What was that one about your dick? No, not that one. The other eight.
The other dick joke. The other one. Yeah, you just do 45 minutes. That's still not it. Actually, it wasn't you. Actually, it was someone else.
No, it was that girl.
We hated you.
She was doing the dick joke.
Yeah, it was the girl.
She's atypical now. She's not. Yeah.
She's part of a
or
Nazi
what did you call it?
Duo
atypical?
Pop punk man.
Apolitical.
Apolitical. That's
apolitical.
It.
Yeah. She's a. What's
you just have to smoke weed and you don't care about.
That's right.
Apolitical
anymore.
And asexual. If she's not fucking anybody.
If Hitler smoked.
Unless she's in a furry suit.
This summer. Yeah.
<It'd> be,
she's.
Well, his birthday was 420, right?
Yeah. It was.
On 420?
That's why he's so
that's
mellow.
Hitler's birthday, It's April 20th.
And it's Hitler's birthday? Yeah. Why didn't I know that?
That's the only reason I remember
it. It's an educational show, Randy. Yeah. It's like Sesame Street.
I'm sorry. Learning about furries, Hitler's birthday, all the topics. We got everything covered.
It's the Sesame Alley.
Are you smarter than the fifth grade degenerate? That's what we tend to do here. Yeah.
The show brought to you by the letter A.
Are you smarter than a...
For assholes.
Well, here's the Hitler
4chan user.
Fifth grader smokes behind the gym.
Yeah, you gotta realize, Randy, we grew up with the internet, so...
Yeah.
There's a lot of stupid shit that we saw while you were out like working doing manual labor shit. We're like, let's Google dumb shit on the internet.
Yeah. You were on the like, International Space Station, Randy, when we were watching porn.
Randy probably never even accidentally happened across Blue Waffles, have you?
Mr. Hands.
Mr. Hands, yes. You know that one?
That's SNL, though, isn't it?
What?
Mr. Hands?
Yeah, it's SNL, right?
No, no. SNL. What? SNL. They did Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
They did
Mr. Hands is the guy who got effed by a horse to death.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you thinking about?
He fucks horses.
Yeah.
Or horses fuck him.
Yeah. He backs into him.
That was SNL then.
They did a skit of Mr. Hands.
No, I'm confused. Yeah. I was thinking of something else.
Yeah, that was a Weekend Update.
What's that old SNL thing? Mr. Bill.
Much different.
Much different.
Mr. Bill doesn't fuck horses, I don't think.
Or get fucked by horses.
Okay.
Oh, Mr. Hands. That's right. Yeah, he backed into it too, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To be fair, he was leaned dressed up like a horse. He was a horse furry.
Horse day.
He thought it was another horse furry.
He died, right? Didn't he die doing that or something?
Yeah,
yeah. Well, I mean, but he died doing what he loved.
You're going to have to.
Yeah.
I guess you're going to. What a way to go.
Yeah, exactly. Go out with a bang.
Most people die getting trampled by horses. No one gets fucked by horses to death.
How many people do you think rescued and killed that way?
I don't even know who that is.
Rasputin.
I've heard the name.
Rasputin, yeah.
Dalai Lama.
Rasputin. What are you talking about the Dalai Lama? God, I miss Matt.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, doctor here.
I know the name, but I don't remember where he's from. It's not Russia. Where was it?
He was from Russia.
It was Russia? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Well, I think he was Romanian, but he was like...
Yeah, that area.
Yeah, he was in Russia at the time. Well, what happened was is like he apparently had such a legendarily massive dick.
Oh, nice!
That when he died, like it took a lot of effort to kill Rasputin. Like many people tried poisoning him, shooting him, stabbing him, strangling him. Like none of it took, but eventually he did die. And then the story goes that he washed up on a riverbed one day.
Okay.
And this like housewife came out and just like saw his corpse there and like saw his massive like rigor mortis dick.
Oh my god.
And she just went back in the house and got a knife and she like cut it off.
She like made a dildo out of it.
She put it in brine in a jar is in a museum now.
That's so funny.
It's like 13 inches.
Jesus.
Jesus. That's hard though because of the rigor mortis, but still very impressive.
Catherine the Great allegedly fucked horses, but she never really did.
What year was this?
Catherine the Great? That was like the 1800s.
Rasputin.
Rasputin, like 1938, 1940.
A few weeks ago. I mean, that a woman saw a dead body and her first thought was, I'm going to cut its dick off.
I'm going to take that dick.
That's mine.
Wow, look at that dick.
See you later, body.
Nowadays, they're just going to cut his hands off and use their fingerprints.
Husband comes home and sees all his shit out in the yard.
That's all women want anyway. Am I right, fellas?
I'm like, what's that doing? What's that dick doing in a jar on our china cabinet?
Don't need He's you
like,
anymore.
It's my china cabinet now.
Honey, why are the locks changed?
Yeah.
Probably kept it in the freezer or something, didn't she?
She was like a nightstick.
Fucking a dead man's dick in there.
Are you fucking a dead man's dick? No.
She's like, you know, he did it every night. He would come home and ask that. And finally, I saw the opportunity. I'm like, I'm taking it. All right.
From beyond the grave.
He thought it was a joke. He thought it was a joke until he saw that dick in the formaldehyde jar or whatever. Yeah.
The world's first dildo.
Yes.
No, there was way dildos way before that, Randy.
Yeah,
was it wooden dildos?
Like fucking 1400s, people were making dildos.
I'm pretty sure some Amish chicks kind of worked their way down the butter churn.
Yeah,
probably. Yeah.
Why do you think there's such a sexual motion? Yeah. And like when you watch, it looks like they're jerking off like a black dude.
Is he gonna be black?
Because they got big dicks, so they use both hands to like really twist it.
You see the kids outside doing duck pin bowling, and they're like, "Oh, that could go in my pussy."
Duck bowling,
exactly.
Orgasm.
I could fit the head of that in there. I just got to get past the solid.
That's why Amish butter tastes so good.
Yeah,
because they were orgasming in the butter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Why it tastes
that's
so good.
The cream.
Maybe there's you're right.
Mm.
Huh.
Now we got their secret.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's out.
Cream all up in that butter.
Oh, yeah. And
it's out and in.
You see the way she wears that blue bonnet?
Amish bonnet.
Let's name our butter Blue Bonnet.
Totally bang Amish chicks.
Yeah, I'd talk about Amish chick. Absolutely.
I mean, did you ever jerk off to the Land O'Lakes lady, Randy? I feel like you
the
had
Indian?
To.
It's like an Indian, isn't it?
The Raisinettes woman.
You're like Pocahontas.
She's hot, isn't she?
She is hot. But do you know that trick when you were a kid? I imagine you guys had
a trick.
You make the butter into a vagina?
No.
He's like, yep, I know all about that one. You got to heat it up a little bit in the microwave. 45 seconds. Anything under, it's too hard. Anything over, it's too soft.
That's a good idea.
Every day, his mom's like, what are you cooking in there for 45 seconds?
Leave me alone, Ma.
Part soft of my, and warm.
Yeah. It's a science experiment, all right? I'm doing it for school.
Make that vagina look just like butter.
I need drawn butter for my penis.
Butter look like vagina.
Be shooting butter for my penis.
Yeah, but the Land O'Lakes lady, you didn't know about the trick where you can, like, it's like the ultimate creepy thing people did in, like, the 60s or 70s.
Yeah.
They would cut out the Indian lady's knees and put them up in her chest, and it looked like titties.
Oh, my God.
People would jerk off to that.
Yeah, because they didn't have porn back then. It was before Playboy.
The first porn.
That's what Hugh Hefner got the idea for Playboy.
Yeah, looking at butter.
And that's why schools wouldn't let you have, you know, girls with skirts that are too short. Because, like, you're going to see those knees.
About those
titties.
Knees.
Get all excited in the knees.
You can see those knees get horny, want some butter.
Knees do look like
the Amish, they wear those long skirts. So all you see is like their ankles and shit. So they get horny on the ankles. Yeah. They're like, do you see her ankles? Mm-mm.
They're like Muslims, yeah.
See her big toe. You're like, man,
Muslim Amish.
Dad's
that'd be a good
explained
show.
It to his kids. Like, that's why your name's Pat, son.
It only took me a few pats to turn you into butter. You know what I mean?
That toe, man, that's a sexy big toe you got there.
That's right.
Man, that turns me on.
Yeah.
Oh.
That toe of yours. Wow.
That's all they wear is ankles and or like ankle bracelets and shit.
Yeah.
Ankle bracelets.
You said Amish. What did you say, Amish?
Amish Muslim.
Yeah, Muslim. Well, they have the Amish Mafia. Why not, right?
Yeah.
There's a show called Amish Mafia.
I've watched it.
It's horrible.
It's horrible.
Right. Ever see, horrible.
But it was, I was like, I can't, I had to watch at least a few episodes. I'm like, all right, I'm kind of hooked on this now.
What about My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding?
Randy. Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
Those are good.
Randy, can you do me a favor and do more of that dirty talking you were doing about that sexy big toe?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sexy big toe. Man, that's hot. That makes me horny.
Yeah.
That sexy toe. Have you ever seen a toe like that before?
Is this supposed to be hot music? It's like sci-fi interlude.
Yeah, this isn't a good one. Hang on, I'll find
suck some
one.
Big toe.
Suck some big toe, Randy.
Yeah, big toe goes up after big stupid. Like,
just look up Skinamax music. I'm sure there's a bunch.
Keep going.
I was in an army, in the army with this one guy.
Yeah.
He said that he woke up and... He woke up and his face was in the toes. He had this funny taste in his mouth.
Yeah, keep going.
He was licking his girl's toes all night, apparently.
Okay.
Sucking on her toes.
Jesus. Yeah.
But the problem was she had toe jam.
Ew.
So he takes his toe jam.
You know what you do with that toe jam?
Him and that little crumbs on
that
bread.
PB&J shot.
Yeah,
that's where the jam.
You don't think that was
peanut butter with the toe jam?
Yeah, peanut butter and toe jam.
You don't think that was some cum from the night before, do you?
No. Yeah, cum on her toes, webbed feet,
webbed feet.
We're getting sultry with Holton.
Toe baby. Job,
toe job. Yeah.
Oh yeah, break it on down.
The People's Court.
I'm Judge Joe Brown. Did you come on them toes? Yeah. We're gonna find out. Out of this break.
Yeah, he's doing the details. He claims she came on his toes.
Was the summer of 1965.
He claims she owes him $60 for the furry convention.
It's like some Earth, Wind, and Fire beat, dude. What are you doing to me?
Well, if you had an armless girl, she'd have to give you foot jobs.
What?
She was an armless girlfriend.
You said we had a...
If you had an armless girlfriend.
An armless girlfriend?
Yeah, she'd have
foot
to
jobs.
Give you foot jobs.
Well,
you could just fuck her in the vagina still.
Yeah,
I mean,
she wouldn't have to give you foot jobs.
No, she didn't have a vagina either.
She was just ankles, feet, and a torso?
Vagina's sewn up.
There's no head. Did you fuck a mannequin, Randy?
I think you finally found it.
I fuck a mannequin.
Or was this sexy music?
Man, that's so sexy. Can you dig it? Yes. Yeah. That makes me hot, horny, that toe. Very sexy.
Ooh, what color nail polish is on that toe?
Hard. Red.
Red? Ooh, ooh, red. Red. Red, yeah. Nail
polish. This makes money hard. Hard. Good thing about it is that big toe.
The big toe.
Big toe. Just look at that big toe.
This little piggy is going down to the market.
Yeah, this little piggy's going in my butthole.
This little piggy gonna get fucked.
Make this little piggy squeal.
This little piggy getting a beef in
here. We're gonna lube that big toe up.
This little piggy's gonna go wee 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 all over me.
Sexy.
All the way home, baby.
We're gonna lube that big toe all night long.
Toe jamming Earl.
That toe jam and peanut butter.
No, that's the name of the song. Jelly. It's just Toe Jam and Earl.
Oh,
Steven's Toe Jam, I'm Earl. I feel like I look like an Earl. I don't know.
I'll take it.
But I always thought about with Muslim guys, you know, because they wear those damn, what's those things?
Burkas.
Bomb vest.
Hijabs.
What'd you say?
It's just the bomb. He's a bomb vest.
Bomb vest.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That's the undergarment.
That'll make podcast is going to blow up the charts now. Horrible.
That'll this make is getting it bizarre.
72 reasons why.
That'll make your sex explosive.
No, they wear the burkas because they don't want the women to show themselves in public to anyone else. It's not because they like ankles. Because
they know about Land O'Lakes knees.
It's just that's the only thing they can see is the ankles.
They can't control themselves. That's the idea.
But like Amish people, they're not allowed. They have to wear those skirts. And then under that, they wear like fucking sheep pants and shit.
Like a chastity belt.
Yeah. So like Amish people, they're checking out girls' ankles because that's the only skin they can really see. Right. Not her hands.
Right. They gotta wear that stupid cap or hood.
The bonnet.
Bonnet.
Yeah.
Dumb
bonnet.
Hat.
Yeah, bonnet. Yeah.
Nice blue hat, bonnet. Nerd.
I get tired of wearing that, you know?
And the guy's gotta wear that Quaker Oat hat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably good for the summer.
All the buckles. That's gotta be the worst part.
Yeah, the buckles on the hat.
Yep.
I would have had everything.
Do everything by hand. Like, you're going to build something by hand. You know, you just see people driving by with like a drill, and you're like, God damn, I'd fucking murder someone for that drill. Jedediah, please.
That's the worst part.
Can we use a fucking drill? Nope.
Yeah, they know it
Get
exists.
Get out there with a screwdriver, sir. Made of wood. It took me 4 hours to make that screwdriver. You're going to use it.
Oh, God. That's one of those, like, double action crank awls.
Oh, yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, they did the...
Like, almost like a pepper mill.
Yeah. Everything's by hand. That, it's very similar. Like, this is how they, like, finger girls. That's how they learn is use the screwdriver method. And then the women learned how to jerk off from making the butter.
Yep, the butter. Yep.
Circle of life.
There it is.
Make some butter.
Circle of life.
They're very disappointed when they realize they don't need the two hands.
They're like she's like, what are you doing that to my clit? Just, like, going around.
You're like, Jedediah, one hand is more than plenty for this.
It's cold outside, all right? We're in Pennsylvania. It's winter. I'm sorry. I was in the pool. I was in the lake.
They make damn good apple pie, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, yeah, dude, that's their furniture is good, too. Like, when I used to go to Pennsylvania, like, you go out, like, in the Quakers part or whatever, and you go to those little shops, and they'll have pies. They'll be selling pies. And they make, like, fucking furniture, and it's all made from hand. So it's, like, really good craft. It's just expensive, but...
It's better than that cheap Chinese stuff.
It's not like a Swedish IKEA table. This shit's going to last. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Because they fuck on it. That's how they test it.
Yeah. Yeah, every piece of furniture.
Is this dinner table sturdy enough? I don't know. Bend me over.
Yeah, let's see.
That's how they measure it.
Give it nine ass.
With their penises. Five plus five.
Yeah.
Abigail, give it thine ass for inspection.
It's a dick tape, not a
dick tape.
Dick tape. Is that a duct tape?
Is that a measuring tape?
Or a measuring tape.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dick tape.
Yeah. No, that's how they rate it. Sorry, that's what I meant, the rating.
Oh, okay.
This is five fucks worth. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Right. But five fuck it what breaks that, then it breaks five? After five.
Yeah.
That's
instead,
terrible.
Instead of like five star quality, it's five fuck quality. You know?
Use them wisely.
They get glued back together. I don't know. I couldn't be Amish. This is hell no.
You couldn't.
No.
Not at this point.
Gun to your head.
Yeah, no.
They said you have to.
It's so wild. I love Koopa's. Koopa's Amish joke? It's so good.
No, what did he say?
Is that I'm half Amish and I'm half Japanese. I have the best technology in the world, but I can't use it.
Right.
It's so good. Shout out to Koopies. He's up in Koopsie. Philly with a fucking crazy mascot of theirs.
Yeah. Him and Rowan.
They're still rowing.
The Rowan Warrior. Yeah. Row, row, row your boat.
It's one of the yacht now, boy. They have ballooned up since I've met them.
Well, you know.
From a boat to a yacht.
Yeah.
Someone's got to make you feel good.
The Carnival Cruise, yeah.
And I told Justin before he left, I'm like, do you need to stop eating? Because you're catching up to me. Yeah. And I'm like, and now you're going to go get all that Philly cheesesteak in you.
Yeah.
Ooh. Those are low calorie, aren't they?
Low calorie. Dude, just smelling them, you gain 3 pounds.
Low calorie cheesesteak.
Coop owner and she's probably trying to outgross each other, you know.
Do you guys got anything to plug?
Besides that ass.
At the time this is coming out, on the 26th, I'll be opening 2 shows for the Hodge Twins.
What?
A popular YouTube guy duo of some sorts. I don't know, but it's at the Attic.
Are they Prussian?
Are they Prussian? No.
You mean October 26th, right?
Maybe. Is that what it is?
Yeah, because today's the 28th, so I hope it wasn't 2 days ago.
Yeah.
It's not October. It's September. So, October. Yeah. Right, 26. Right, yeah. Well, I'm at Hamburger Mary's this Sunday, but, you know, that's old news.
Be out.
Yeah. So
3 days after that.
You know, I'm assuming it went great.
Probably.
Yeah. Jeff Klein, ask Johnny around, Bell. Yeah. Yeah, you know, hopefully I don't drop a hard F-A-G bomb too quickly.
No.
But
not you got to ease into it.
You got to ease into it.
They're going to have a drag show?
It's always a drag show.
Yeah.
Hopefully Hamburger Mary's there.
You have to just imply it like Eminem did.
Yeah, yeah. No, me and Elton John are going to do a duet.
Yeah.
That's how you win them back over to the community. Yeah. You and Hamburger Mary are going to do a duet.
Yeah, Hamburger Mary is a gross name in general. When I hear that, I think it's just like a dirty whore or something.
I just think of like a ground-up pussy.
Like it looks like burger meat.
Yeah, just...
Yeah.
It's Hamburger Bloody Mary.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Hamburger unhelper.
Yeah, Mary's hamburger pussy.
That's the title. That's
how the patties look like that. They come out of a vagina slowly.
Yeah.
That's the strain it.
Put that on iTunes. Mary's hamburger pussy.
I think that's a good name. Yeah. You get a lot of clicks with that.
We might as well change the name of the podcast entirely.
Mary's hamburger pussy hour.
But it's all men.
All right, boys. Christ. Slap your patties.
No, it's a Christian podcast.
I'm Brother David. You're Brother Stephen.
Scripture reading podcast.
We all have biblical names. Though,
we recognize the mother and her hamburger pussy.
We worship her.
The Virgin Hamburger Mary.
We worship the Virgin Hamburger Pussy Mary.
Oh, man.
So, you got anything to plug, David? No.
Fur burgers.
I got nothing after that, fur man.
Mary's fur burger.
What you got, governor, senator, whatever?
October 4th, at the West Palm Beach Improv.
Holy shit.
It's nice. It's kind of like
It's
like a contest. Kind of showcase.
It's not a contest.
You doing a little bouncing?
Because you're going to win.
It's not a contest.
Doing some bouncing there? Or what are you doing there? No. You doing comedy? No, I'm just playing. It's a contest?
Maybe we'll do some singing.
You better win that shit.
You better win that.
I've killed it there.
Dude, if you wear that
bring
blazer.
It home.
Telling you.
Yeah, bring it home for us.
Bring it home for Tampa. All
right, hell yeah.
Call them little bitches after you win. Yeah.
That's what we do. I'm Hamburger Mary, bitch.
Yeah. Hamburger Pussy That's what Mary. We do.
Tampa number one.
We may not be the funniest, but we'll fight you until you say that we're the funniest.
We will pull a gun.
Yeah, Tampa will fight you at open mics. We will pull guns at open mics.
That's for sure.
Madness. So. Yeah, I think Randy could be a good drag, like lipstick with just an apron on, no clothing underneath, as Hamburger Mary.
Yeah.
Just red lipstick on Randy and a bonnet.
Yeah, if you just look like the bad guy from Silent Hill, like Pyramid Head.
What if you get a hard-on?
What if you get a hard-on?
Yeah.
It just peeks up on the apron a little
bit. Cool, yeah, good.
Pitch a little tent there.
What if, then we just get a better show.
A little pooching on the apron.
Yeah, what if you get one, then
we
get one.
Who wants to come up and sing into Mary's microphone?
As you approach a guy in a dog costume.
Yeah, it's your turn next in line.
As Holtron 2.0.
Holtron, yeah.
Come on, Fido. So me, I have the shows opening for Luis J. Gomez, October 13th through 14th. How does he do it?
How does he do it? Oh, yeah, I'm doing 6 shows next week at the Improv with Niemer. No idea who it is, but...
oh, yeah.
That's his name,
Niemer. You know.
It's a 2-man show.
You love
him. So I'm doing 20-plus, 6 shows before this guy. So
nice.
That'll be fun. And then, yeah, some other random stuff.